following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The last time fourth year head coach Jake Johnson led his Clay County Bulldogs onto the gridiron was Friday, November 13th on the hostile turf of Turney Ford Field, where the black and gold laid it all on the line trying to advance to the TWSAA quarterfinals. Four quarters of hard-fought action later saw the Tigers finish off Clay County's season with a late game drive to win 21-14. In the 280 days that have followed, Bulldog Nation has experienced Final Four status and state supremacy in other sports, raising the bar for success in Bulldog country. And now as the new football season kicks off, the black and gold faithful watch their beloved Bulldogs with grand expectations and lofty visions. The 2021 journey starts tonight on John Teeples Field against one of the program's most familiar foes, their downriver rivals, the Jackson County Blue Devils. Longtime head coach Sean Loftus and his squad posted a 5-5 record in 2020, and they make the short commute upstream from Gainesboro to Salina this evening, hoping to kickstart their campaign with a win over the Dogs in the 66th Clash on the Cumberland.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exterior, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. and Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of this 2021 football season. We're proud to be kicking things off here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high top Joe Neal Leach Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and for the fifth consecutive season here on the Horizon Sports Network, I'm privileged to bring you the play-by-play action. I'm joined tonight in the absence of Rob Edwards by a special guest producer, but no stranger to the Horizon Sports Network, Cousin John Weaver.
Thanks, Daniel. Yeah, usually behind the scenes up here, you know, spotting or something, but in the absence of Rob, I've been asked to fill in a pretty important role tonight, so hope I can fill the shoes a little bit.
Proud to have you with us. Also joining me is the heart and soul of the Horizon Sports Network, our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you, Daniel. Feels good to have the headsets back on, saddled up here with you and little brother, ready to call this one here tonight. You know, but now that we're back on the air, and since we didn't get a chance to call any of it, I feel like there's some unfinished business that needs to be said live here on the Horizon Sports Network. What about those Dogs and Lady Dogs and the season they had on the hardwood? Final four finish for the girls and that state championship. What a run.
Coupled with the football team's second round appearance last year in the Sweet 16, the single greatest team sports year in the history of Clay County sports. Hands down, state championship, Final Four, Sweet 16. Just what an amazing couple weeks in Murfreesboro we had.
Unbelievable. But, you know, it's football season now, and no better way to kick off Season 5, and I'm going to have to call you out, Daniel. It's our lustral anniversary.
Hey, that's right. That's right. We'll talk more about that later, won't we?
Yeah, we will. But glad to be here. Here at home, looking out at beautiful John Teeples Field with a renewal of a rivalry. The Clash on the Cumberland is back, and I can't wait to see the Dogs sink their teeth into those Blue Devils.
Yeah, I hadn't played Jackson County. This is the first time since Wade Coons and Carson Sharp were freshmen, going all the way back to, I guess, that was 2018. So it's been a two-year hiatus. Nice to be back with them.
It is, but I wouldn't be so fired up if it wasn't for these sponsors, Daniel. They make it all possible for us has-been alumni to get excited about football again because they're the reason we're on the air tonight. We wouldn't be here without them, and we can't thank them enough. And we want to ask everybody listening, as we do every year, let them know you heard their commercials and sponsorships tonight. Go do business with these folks and let them know how much you appreciate them making this coverage possible. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope our listeners will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of the 2021 season. Daniel, it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly recap segment, where we normally break down the game prior. But with this being our first time the Dogs will strap them on this year, we're going to highlight the season preview we published this week. You know, Daniel, that headline read, Dogs Renew Rivalry with the Blue Devils Friday night in home season opener. And the story talked about how Clay County would open with Jackson County again after a two-year hiatus. And head coach Jake Johnson said he was glad to get them back on the schedule. I am too.
Yeah, we talked about it before. It's just natural for us to play the Blue Devils.
And besides bringing back the annual clash on the Cumberland, Johnson's also righted the Clay County ship in recent years with four straight playoff bursts, including back-to-back second-round appearances. The fourth-year head coach now has his team gunning for more and has set a goal this year for the region crown at season's end. And, Daniel, that's never been done before.
It's not. You know, we were district champs, I think, eight straight years, maybe in the 80s there into the early 90s. And as your article talked about, since reclassification around 92, I think it was, never have finished on top of the region. Only twice have we hosted a home playoff game since that time change, 1996, I guess, and then a couple years ago here at home.
To get there, to make history, which we're trying to do, they're going to rely on a senior foursome, including all region returning starters Wade Coons and Carson Sharp, along with newcomers Luke Thompson and Jordan Heatherly. There's also a wealth of juniors, including All-State Utility Man and 4A Skill Player of the Year Alec Kerr, along with all-region players Keaton Arms, Joseph Markham, and Levi Garrett. Jimmy Burchett and John Hamilton are also junior returning starters, while their classmate Stone Lynn will start at center. Filling out the starting lineup up front will be a mix of sophomores Tyler Wathel, Hayden McGee, and Ben Maxfield, while junior Hunter Kyles also expected to see action. Sophomores Austin Anderson, Weston Burwell, and Joseph Burwell, along with freshmen Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, and Hayden Adams, will also be relied on to fill gaps on both sides of the ball this season. A lot of young players, but also a lot of experience, Daniel.
Yeah, those guys, we're familiar with their names. They played a lot of ball around here and excited to see them up here as varsity Bulldogs. Coach Johnson also, Thomas, in that article, talked about the different schemes they'd used to get that goal accomplished to winning the first region title. He reports that second-year offensive coordinator Chris Harris is going to implement a play-fast philosophy and use the speed that the Dogs possess by implementing a shotgun single-back four-wide receiver base offense. Johnson also went on to say, though, that there's times they know they're going to have to play physical and run the ball, but they know they're fast, and they have to give the guys the ball in space, let them utilize that athleticism. On the other side of the ball, defensive coordinator Mike Diggerson returns this season after spending the last season in the same capacity at Lebanon High School. Johnson explained that Diggerson would deploy a 3-3 stack defense with a pair of bookend tackles, a nose guard, three inside linebackers, one outside linebacker, Thomas, to the strong side, which is actually going to have a pair of safeties and corners in what appears to be a two-high shell over the top. So a bit of a wrinkle on the traditional 3-3 stack. I look forward to seeing them do that. And Coach Johnson feels really good about being able to be more aggressive through blitzing out of that package.
Well, with the personnel they got over the top, why not use them back there, the way I look at that? But you know, Daniel, both personnel and scheme will be key this season with this unfamiliar Bulldog schedule. We've got new names on it. Following tonight's game, the Dogs will host Clinton County, Kentucky on August 27th. And then they'll have an early bye, back-to-back road trips to Cornersville and Joe Burns before hosting Westmoreland and Redbone Springs on consecutive Fridays. So that front end is pretty tough.
It is. You know, those road trips especially, always tough to ride 2+ hours to get off the bus and play.
It is. Then they're going to hit the road for Scott County on October 8th, host Grundy County on October 15th, and travel to York on October the 22nd. Then the regular season will culminate at Gordonsville on October the 29th with what is expected to be the region title game 1 week before the opening round of the playoffs. But, Daniel, the playoffs start week 11.
They do. That dictates everything. And honestly, not overlooking the first nine games, but that one is the one that everybody's looking at. Gonna have one eye on it, one eye on everybody else.
No doubt about it. Folks, you can read that entire article in your Nail Hall Horizon this week. And next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your newspaper. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for the return of the Clash on the Cumberland here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Proud to have you guys listening with us. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, as always, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made the Teter West Away playoffs four consecutive seasons and have 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first appearance in 1983. Clay County has a playoff record of 10-23, with the furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Blue Devils have made 10 playoff appearances overall, dating back to their first appearance in 1981. They have a playoff record of 2-10, with their furthest advancement being the quarterfinals in 1981. These teams are meeting for the 66th time in their histories, first squaring off all the way back in 1937. The longest series winning streak for the Bulldogs is 7 games, which they've done on two different occasions, from 1953 through 58 and 1978 through 1983. The longest Jackson County win streak is 8 games, that one a lot more recently, from 2009 through 2016. Blue Devils bested us 8 times in a row. The largest margin of victory for the Black and Gold came in 2008 when the Dogs won 43-0, and the worst defeat at the hands of Jackson County came in 2000 when the Bulldogs of Salina High School at the time lost 52-0 to Jackson County. The Bulldogs ride a 2-game series win streak into tonight's contest. The Dogs' all-time record against the Blue Devils, 42 wins against 23 losses and 1 tie. However, in the 21st century, Clay County is only 5-10 versus their downriver rivals. Going to look at the series game stat leaders. Single game stat leaders against Jackson County. I'll do rushing. Let Thomas take care of the passing and receiving after that. Rushing yardage, Jared Markham, 2018, the last time these teams met on the gridiron, 272 yards rushing right here on John Teeples Field. What a pleasure it was to watch that. Four guys tied with rushing touchdowns, 3 apiece against Jackson County. Trey Richardson in 2007, the great Craig Ogletree in 1985, Jimmy Hull in 1983, and Gary Davis in 1994. Of course, Ogletree, Hull, and Davis, all Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. Longest rushing touchdown against the Blue Devils, 2008. His freshman year, I believe, Kurt Cherry ripped off an 88-yarder.
Passing yardage leader, Seth Mackey, had 202 yards in 2015. Passing touchdown leader, Hall of Famer, the late Kevin Watson, threw five, Daniel, in 1986. That's a huge game against anybody.
Big.
And receiving yardage, 100-yard minimum, the all-time leading receiver, Wyatt Mabry, had 168 yards in 2015, I assume off the arm of Mackey.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Receiving touchdowns, you've got six tied with two. That's Hall of Famers Darrell Reeser and Craig Ogletree in 1980 and 86, respectively. Mabry had two in 13 and 15. B.J. Emerton had two in 18, and Hayden Cherry two in 17.
Longest receiving touchdown, 70 yards the minimum, and we had a couple that exceeded that, but the longest, Wyatt Mabry hooking up for off-bomber quarterback Seth Mackey in that 2015 game, 80-yard passing touchdown. 2017, tackle leader, it was reported in the Citizen Statesman, the Herald Citizen, the following day that senior linebacker Dylan Maxfield had been involved on 29 stops against the Blue Devils.
Unbelievable number there. Sacks, the leader, 1974, David Henson had three. Interceptions, Daniel, three tied with two in the game. Hall of Famer Billy Smith, Greg Craig in 1974, Smith in 80, and then 2017, there's Hayden Cherry again with two.
Wrapping it off with a little special team stuff, and we've got a first-hand witness to some of that. That's me, and actually the man who took care of the duties, Cousin John Weaver here. Longest kickoff return touchdown against Jackson County, John, your junior year in 1996. Down at their place, you took 185 yards to the house.
I did. I sure did. I also returned the kickoff that game, too. Or are you talking about the kickoff?
That was the kickoff. Yeah. Now we'll turn to punt. Longest punt return touchdown against Jackson County, 1996. John Weaver, a 65-yard punt return touchdown. So two special teams returns in a big win down there.
Yeah, it must have been about the only kicks I returned. But, but that sure was a great game. We handled them pretty well that night.
Two other guys tied with you on punt return. The Hall of Famer Roger Short back in 1965, his junior year, a punt return of 65 yards. And Ricky D. Barlow, 1977, also a 65-yard punt return touchdown against Jackson County. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we'll return with our illustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
This season, we want to continue celebrating the Bulldogs of the past each week by recognizing a team that's celebrating either a lustral, that means a portion of five, or decadal, obviously a portion of 10, anniversary. Tonight, we turn back the clock 80 years to 1941. Europe was entrenched in World War II. Jolting Joe DiMaggio set a record 56-game hit streak. The character Bugs Bunny made his official debut, and Eddie Jelly Watson was the head coach of the Salina High School Golden Crusaders. At this point in time, Salina High School had not played football for a long time. They'd had a brief stretch in the mid-20s. Football went away and then started back in 1937, so this was about the fifth season after they started back up. The team overall had two wins to four losses that season, along with two ties. A bit of a low-scoring season for them. They averaged about a touchdown a game, about 7 points a game. They gave up around 20 points a game as a small group. But as we go through these names here in a moment, Thomas will read off a lot of them for us. You're going to recognize a lot of these people if you're a native from here around Salina, Clay County. First of all, let me say that there are five unknown people off the team. We have a last name, that's all. Barlow, Brewington, Clinton, Fowler, and Kyle. We simply, in the yearbook, couldn't glean full names from the information that was provided. But, Thomas, we do know about some sophomores, juniors, and seniors that were on the team.
Yeah, there was eight sophomores. Hugh Blaine Clark, Bill Stone Denton, Venus Hull, David Masters, Billy Napier, Ezell Nibbins, J.C. Scott, and the legendary Robert M. John Teeples, who's in the Hall of Fame, of course. And I'm pretty sure I recognize one of those Napier names there, too, Daniel.
Our grandpa, Billy Napier, a sophomore on that squad.
Three juniors, John Mark Hayes, Clyde King, and Hall of Famer Lewis Dick Plumley. And then led by four seniors, Cornell Bowe, Joe Frank Napier, another part of the family, Mayford Scott, John F. Stone. And then they were head coached by Eddie Jelly Watson. And the managers were J.D. King, was the manager on that team. So there's some legendary names mentioned right there, Daniel, in that. I'm glad you dug up that history to mention those.
Well, the interesting thing about it, this 1941 season, obviously in December of that year, the attack on Pearl Harbor put the United States into World War II. So football went away, essentially, all across Tennessee. I don't know if other parts of the nation still continued high school football, but this would be the last season of football at Salina High School until 1949, until after the war was over and, I guess, the economy rebuilt and all those things, and the schools got repopulated. So these guys had their careers cut short. Some of the underclassmen didn't get to play a full 4 years of football. Of course, Eddie Jelly Watson moved on from Salina to Cookeville, where he's in the Putnam County Sports Hall of Fame and did great things there. Of course, the grandfather of Mack and Watson Brown. But going through the schedule, Thomas, of this bunch, it looks a little different maybe than some of the modern-day ones, but maybe not so much. They opened up playing Cumberland County up in Crossville, battled them to a scoreless tie at the end of regulation. They didn't have overtime set up in those days. Second game of the season, saw them face Tompkinsville, Kentucky. They lost that one 0-19. And then look here, you'd never see this in modern day. Salina High School playing Cookeville in the third game of the season, losing to them 6-25. Honestly, not too lopsided of a loss there.
No, I could see a lot more than 25 points put on the board if these current dogs lined up against the Cavaliers.
Likely so. A huge 6A school, more than 2,000 over there. Then they got their first win of the season in Jamestown against York Institute, 21-0. Turned around and dropped the next one to Lafayette, 0-34. Another tie here, scoreless tie with Monterey, 0-0. And then our arch nemesis back in those days, Livingston, a one-point loss, 12-13, to the hated Hawkeye.
Well, that's where the rivalry started. We've seen those close games throughout the last 5 years when you've been doing some of this history, Daniel. And you got to understand why we still hate the Hawkeye.
They finished off the season with a big win over Smith County, 12-6 win on that one. We also like to talk about the cheerleaders, and actually from the yearbook that year, it's a large group of the pep club and the cheerleaders together. There was actually no distinction between who was what.
Okay.
I'm going to just go ahead and take the moment, Thomas, and if you wish to, read off that list of names. There are several.
There is. Lola K. Williams, Eddie S. Reno, Claudine Davis, Jewel D. Arms, Francis Kyle, Clyde W. Fitzgerald, Catherine Waddle, Lewis Plumley, Mary K. Young, Lucille Waddle, and Edwina Hargrove, our grandmother.
Yeah.
Nanny Winna, and Ima Jean Cherry, Cordell Strong, Rosalind Bailey, Kathleen Brown, and Faye D. Masters, Stella Pennington, Buford Neely, and sponsor Elise Livingston. And like you said, there's no distinguish between those folks. Caught me off our guard there with Nanny, Daniel.
That's a good picture. Hopefully we can run that in next week's edition of The Horizon. Thomas, any closing comments on 1941? It was a golden age, you know, around Saline and Clay County, and I think we see that from all these pictures and the clothes they're wearing, just different times, wasn't it?
Well, the only thing I can think, Daniel, is, you know, we think times are tough right now with the current pandemic and things of that nature. You're talking about guys getting ready to go to war, real war, instead of war here on the gridiron. Just the thoughts of what those folks went through for us back then and still playing sports. And it's like these guys strapping them on tonight knowing they're fixing to have to go serve our country tomorrow.
Right.
And, John, you had a comment there?
Just, you know, good education right there, in my opinion, you know, of, like, I didn't know our folks played for Eddie Jelly Watson. You know,
right.
That's good to learn there. And like you say, I didn't know, you know, they didn't have a chance to play their junior, senior year or whatnot. You know, it even took, what, 6-8 years even get it back going
So
again?
Some guys would have went through high school, never had the opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah. Or even, you know, I don't know, people we don't know about that might have been legends, you know. That
sure.
It's
a good point.
About. And we are going to make it a point to get these photos and such in the newspaper this year, each week after we do the announcement, Daniel. That's on you and me.
All right, we'll do it.
All right.
Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss the 1941 Salina High School Golden Crusaders, who are celebrating their 80th anniversary. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs' first game of the season, where Clay County will renew their rivalry with Jackson County in their home opener on John Teeples Field. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this season's first edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, appreciate you inviting us over today to talk it all over.
Hey, not a problem. Good to be back for football, man.
It's my favorite time of the year.
How could it not be? I mean, the weather's starting to change a little bit. You know, we're going into fall, and, you know, that always means one thing. That means football, and there's a whole lot to be excited about.
And no better way to kick off the season tonight than to bring back the clash on the Cumberland.
We're fortunate enough to get that, you know, set back up as an opening game. You know, that's something that's been done for years and been played for years. Unfortunately, you know, we couldn't work it out the last couple, but it's good to kind of reignite that. You know, it's been a good game for the last several years. You know, I know historically it's been back and forth, but it's been kind of streaky. It has been streaky, so who knows? You know, it's been a few years since we've seen each other, so I guess we'll just have to let it play.
And we talked about it too, Coach. You know, the expectations are kind of high for this Bulldog team, especially after back-to-back second-round playoff runs.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been so young as far as the core nucleus of kids, and those guys are upperclassmen now. You know, we've had some good upperclassmen talent along with that, but the bulk of our team has been freshmen and sophomores for the last couple of years. And, you know, those guys are finally, you know, physically maturing as far as age and everything else. So, I mean, that does bring some expectation. And, you know, every year you're looking to take the next step. And, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we've talked about that, and we'll probably get to that in a minute.
Yeah, that's what my next question. You've mentioned to me wanting to take the next step with this squad. That's the region title, and that's something that's never been done before, Coach. Back in the mid-90s, went from districts to regions. Clay County, Salina, never won one.
And you know, that's what we've been talking about for a while. And with that, you know, we've made, it seems like the common theme every year is we're trying to make history. Right. You know, we've got four playoff appearances in a row. That's the first time that's happened in a while, potentially. You know, on top of that, you know, going to the second round of back-to-back years, that's the first thing that's been, or first time that's been done in a while. Now it's region title. I mean, you know, with that, you know, we'll talk about playoff seeding in a little bit that comes with that, but, you know, that's one that's on our list.
And when you do get that, it's not just about the crown, like you mentioned. It's about setting yourself up to make a deep run. You win the region title, that gives you a better shot of getting to the third round.
Absolutely. You know, anytime it affects your playoff seeding, you know, if we win that region spot, you know, you'll go against the next region's number four, which, you know, typically tends to be the outcome or what you want. But, yeah, I try not to get too far ahead as far as talking postseason. And the way that, you know, we talked about it the other day, the way that Week 11 game kind of pans out, it's almost like it's the first round of playoffs for us with Gordonville.
Right. Well, we got a long way to go before we get there, but you got four seniors to help you get there, two returning all-region starters who play both ways in Wade Coons and Carson Sharp, and a couple newcomers who could give you some depth in the trenches, Luke Thompson and Jordan Heatherly. Pretty good group.
Pretty solid group. Not many of them, but, you know, especially those two have played a lot of football for us early. You know, you're talking about guys who've started for 4 years. You know, honestly, they're the heartbeat of this team. So, I mean, leadership, all the locker room qualities you want, they embody that. I mean, they mean everything to us.
Then there's that talented group of juniors led by All-Stater and 4A Skill Player of the Year, Alec Kerr, All-Region players, Keaton Arms, Joseph Markham, and Levi Garrett, returning starters, Jimmy Burchett and John Hamilton.
and new Center Stone Lynn and Reserve Hunter Cow, among others in that class. Just what a group you got there.
Oh, such a deep class of those juniors. And, you know, they've been doing it since they've been freshmen. And, you know, that's what we talked about with the expectation is, you know, they came in playing ball. And, you know, every year get a little bit better, get a little bit better. And, you know, now we're at the point to where, hey, these guys are upperclassmen. You know, we should be able to get things done.
And you kind of called it a coming of age moment for not only the seniors but also the juniors this year.
Well, yeah, and you know it as well as I do. There's a big difference, you know, when you're 14, 15 years old, sometimes going against 18, 19-year-old man. You know, these kids are now some 17 to 18-year-old young men physically. And honestly, mentally, just the confidence level of these guys. They've been there. They've done that. They've competed at a high level. So the experience is something we've not had in a while.
Right. Despite all the upperclassmen, you're still going to need other contributors too. Sophomores Tyler Waffle, Hayden McGee, and Big Maxfield up front, and their classmates Austin Anderson, Weston Burwell, and Joseph Burwell. Those guys are going to have to play a big role.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about them with COVID and everything else last year, we didn't really have a chance to develop depth and develop some of those younger guys. And, you know, this offseason is kind of like their freshman year all over again. And
right.
Those guys have really came along and being able to fill some roles for us.
And you can't forget the freshman coach, names like Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, and Hayden Adams, just to name a few. You got some good young talent coming
and
up.
And we do. You know, we're fortunate enough to have, you know, talent in all four classes. You know, especially, you know, hey, Nate Adams and Lance Burchett, they're fighting for starting reps right now, offense, defense. You know, Hayden sprinkled in there doing some special teams, real gritty kid.
And we mention all those names because, you know, at this level, Coach, you've got maybe 15 guys that can contribute off of a squad of how many we got this year?
We have 33.
33, good numbers then. But, you know, these are all names we're going to hear this year.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, everybody plays their part in their role. And that's a good thing about these kids is, you know, the mentality is nobody's bigger than the team. You know, everybody understands their role. And that's something, you know, in this day and age, that's uncommon with a talented group. But, you know, they're bought in, they understand the team mentality, and they know, hey, when it's not my night, it's not my night, but, hey, we're still here competing.
And you mentioned it earlier, it's going to take them all in this with this new-look schedule, Coach. You know, home tonight in Jackson County, back next week with Clinton County, and get an early bye. Then the meat of it, road trips to Cornersville and Joe Burns. So not an easy first half.
No, it really isn't. And, you know, we talked about that bye, you know, due to the picket cancellation. We have an early bye. But, you know, we got a long stretch of football with no breaks. And, you know, we will really see what we're made of through the competition, Matt. As you mentioned, you know, on the road early, two big ones back-to-back. Cornersville. You know, been to the state championship game, what, two out of the last 6 years, something like that. Missed state by 1 point against that really good Whitwell team. Relatively unknown,
right.
You know, on the western side of the bracket. Good test early, you know, Joe Burns. I know last year, you know, the score was a little lopsided, but historically Coach Atkins and them do a really good job. And, you know, that's somebody we don't need to sleep on because we're talking about region title. Well, we can't get there, you know. We can't look past Joe Burns to get to Gordonsville. Then you got Westmoreland, which is, you know, as we spoke the other day, has become a little bit of a rivalry. They've always been thriller games, at least the last 2 years. You know, you've got Jimmy Burchett with the big, you know, the big closing, blew the top off the stadium there. You know, the place was electric, and, you know, John Hamilton sealing it with a last-second sack, so. And you go back into region play with Red Bowling and another unknown, you know, that we've not seen in a while in Scott County, another pretty long road trip. Then another old foe, probably hasn't been played since, what, the 80s, 90s, something like that, in Grundy County. And then you go up to the mountain at York Institute. You know, they usually run a really good program up there, big physical country guys. And then right on to Gordonsville. So it's not going to be an easy task, but, I mean, we don't ever want to sit here and say we're scheduling for 10-0. We want to be, but we need to be tested along the way.
I think this lineup's going to get you there for sure. And the first step towards getting through it comes tonight. This not might not be a league game, but, you know, I talked to some of the guys at the volleyball game the other night, and I told them this week just means more, Coach.
Of course it does. You know, it's, what, 15, 20 minutes up the road there, you know, right up the river. And this is something, you know, everybody knows everybody in each county. You've got family that live there. It's your classic rival game. You know, it's once again unfortunate that it hasn't been played the last couple of years, but with that, you know, brings excitement back to it. You know, and we don't know anything much about them. They don't know about us. We've about got unfamiliar with each other as far as on the field goes, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we are too. Coach, appreciate you taking the time this week. We'll see you next Friday as we get rolling here on the Inside of the Locker Room. Thanks for taking the time, and good luck tonight.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for this clash on the Cumberland 66th meeting of Bulldog football in Jackson County. We're about 15 minutes away from that. Right now, it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden. Typically, we go through and talk about what the Dogs' opponents did last week. We'll mention what the Dogs' opponents did last season and who they faced tonight. Jackson County, obviously, they're here tonight to play. They play out of Region 5-3A this year, along with Smith County, Stratford, Maplewood, and East Nashville, a diverse group for Jackson County. Things did not go the way the Blue Devils wanted when they chose to go from 2 to 3A voluntarily. They were 5-5 last season. The Dogs' Week 2 opponent, the Clinton County Kentucky Bulldogs, tonight they host the Wayne County Cardinals. Clinton County, with a COVID-shortened season last year, went 2-3, Thomas.
You know, and we saw that team, what was it, 2 years ago, I guess, pretty talented, had some good backs, good quarterback, that kind of thing. So who knows what we're going to see out of them this year.
That's right. Third week of the season, the Dogs will be open, and then in week 4, they make the trip down to Cornersville High School. This is a football team that in 2017 were the state runner-ups, and in 2018, again, state runner-ups. Not very far removed from two silver balls down in Cornersville last season. They were 7-4, winning season, lost to Huntington in the first round of the playoffs. They play out of Region 5-1A. They hosted Richland last night, and we see our first mistake by not having Coach Edwards here. I don't have a score from that game, and he indicated on the notes he gave me that I needed to look it up, and I didn't.
Well, you know, Coach keeps us all in line, Daniel, and he tried, but it didn't work.
Next one after that, Dogs' fourth opponent, Joe Burns High School. They were 4-7 last year. That is a region game here in Region 4A. They lost to South Pittsburg in the first round of the playoffs. Tonight, they host the Harpeth Indians.
That'll be the kind of the start of that rough. That's after Cornersville, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's wrapping up that long road trip, Daniel. And you never know what Coach Tom Atkins has up there. Again, something else Coach Edwards sent along, I think, on Twitter or something, capsules, and it showed that Atkins is the longest tenured coach in the entire state.
Yeah, single-A football, 100% right, and perhaps all classifications. That was talking specifically single-A. Week 5 of the season, Westmoreland High School going to come to town. Going to be homecoming that night on September 24th. Westmoreland 5-6 last year. They lost to Marion County in the first round of the playoffs. They play out of Region 4-2A. Tonight they make the trip to face the Portland Panthers. Week 6, Red Bull and Springs, 1-8 last season, another region game. Tonight they are at Webb School. Week 7, Scott County High School, old opponent back from the late 90s. They were 5-5 last year. And here's the one thing I don't like. They play out of Region 2-4A. Pretty big school Scott County has grown into over there. Of course, they're in the same county there with Oneida High School, the one we're probably more familiar with. They are idle tonight at Scott County.
That's I remember unfamiliar. Going up there back in the day.
I was going to say, unfamiliar to me, but not to you guys.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we went up there. We had a good team, took a good team up there that year.
We was undefeated at that point.
That's right. You know, expecting to kind of do more of the same that night, and they really smacked us pretty quick that first half. And
very physical.
And we didn't really get up and recover after that either.
No, kind of maintained that deficit, but never crept back into it.
Coach Edwards, by the way, still keeping us in line from afar. Said he sent you the score the other night, Daniel, via Twitter or something like that. And so I pulled it up. Cornersville getting off to a good start last night, knocking off Richland 31-7. So, again, you know, they could be tough.
Dominant win. Week 8, Grundy County High School, they were 2-8 last season. They lost to Red Bank in the first round of the playoffs, got massacred 6-50. They play out of Region 4-3A, another pretty good size school. Then here in Week 9, another opponent from our past, Alvin C. York Institute, 3-8 last season. They've been a little down on their luck up on the mountain. They lost to Loudoun in the first round of the playoffs, another AAA school. Tonight, they are hosting Bledsoe County, and Grundy County is at Marion County tonight. I failed to mention that.
And those two may be kind of the sleepers on the schedule, Daniel. I talked to my good friend Terry Everett from South Pittsburgh, very familiar with the Valley football, and he talked about how Grundy is expected to have a pretty good season this year. New coach down at South Pitt had seen them maybe in a jamboree or a scrimmage or something, was talking about how they've got some talent down there. And then again, York, always got the bodies, the big guys up front, and you know they're going to have some athletes too. So that could be a tough two game stretch.
It could. And, if we come out of that healthy, it's going to set up a big game, one that we're already got our eyes on. 10th game of the season at Gordonsville High School. Many feel like that'll likely be for the Region 4A title. It is a four-team region this year. Piggott County bowed out and decided not to play football, so it's only Red Bullen, Joe Burns, Clay County, and Gordonsville. So all four teams automatically going to be going to the playoffs. And if we can beat Red Bullen and Joe Burns, regardless of how the rest of the schedule goes, that Gordonsville game will be for the district title, the region title. Gordonsville, a team that was 9-4 last year, lost to South Pittsburgh in the third round of the playoffs. We know their tradition. We know that they're good. Tonight they host in-county rival Smith County. Actually, that's tomorrow night, usually a big gate, and they'll have a huge crowd on a Saturday night for that.
Yeah, very similar to what we're going to see here tonight between Jackson County and Clay County. That Smith County-Gordonsville game, probably even more hyped up tomorrow night. But, Daniel, you got to answer me this question. How many times in a row have we had to go to Gordonsville?
Well, this will be the third.
The third time in a row. How does that happen as far as two regular season road trips in a row? Is that just the redrawing of the region?
Well, this last season was a reclassification year, so they went ahead and redrew the region schedule and the location which those games were played. So in a four-year cycle, you're still going to have two home, two away.
Sure.
Yeah, we've got two back-to-back years. We're going to go down there. And, of course, the extra trip in the second round of the playoffs last year, adding that third time in a row,
right.
We'll be at a very tough place to play, Turney Ford Field.
No doubt.
Moving on to the HSN Pick'em Contest. Coach Edwards was dominant last year, 19-9. Thomas, we tied for second, if that makes you feel better, 14-4 each of us in that. Coach Edwards has sent his picks in from afar tonight, from Montana. He likes Whipple over Cumberland County, so let's pick that one first. I'm actually going to take the Jets to end their 40-game losing streak tonight at Whipple.
Well, I don't know. That's not a huge road trip from Crossville, but, Daniel, I don't think tonight's the night for the Jets. Got to go with Whitwell at home.
I would never go with the Jets. I hate to say it. I lived up there for a while. Not a strong tradition.
Next one, White County at Livingston. Typically that one, a good one. Coach Edwards likes Sparty, as he calls him in that one. Hawkeye, a lot of years, you know, has been stronger than White County, but they've got a new head coach, some regenerating of talent coming on in Sparta, so I'm going to go with White County on that one, too.
I'll have to make it a wash myself. You know I can't pick the Hawkeye, but I still think the Warriors are going to prevail, even though there's no way I was going the other direction.
And the last one, Smith County at Gordonsville tomorrow night. I'm going to call upset on that one. I think the Carthage Owls make the short trip down Highway 25 over to Gordonsville and beat the Tigers at home.
Well, you know, I've thought about this one quite a bit and been back and forth on it. Coach went with the Tigers, I think, at home. It's not that far for Smith County. They've been down for a few years. I'm in agreement with you, Daniel. Gordonsville a lot of times doesn't play well to start the season.
Right.
We've seen them fall behind 0-2, 0-3, maybe even 0-4 to start the season. I'm going with Carthage.
Tell me, what did Gordonsville lose off that really good team?
They lost a lot of linemen.
They did. Lost a lot of guys up front. They lost their best skill players, Holt, the tailback, Gregory, wide receiver, running back. But they do have a star in the making in their quarterback, John. And
what I said, my mic was muted there, was, you know, is Gordonsville expecting to bring back a good team, you know?
They're always good.
They're going to be good.
Like Thomas said, it may take a mid-year before they get up to what we consider that normal Gordonsville tempo. Folks, this has been Hallie Farrad from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We are 7 minutes and 25 seconds away from kickoff.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, let's get rolling. Let's start on offense.
Well, I think I probably said this same thing last year, most of it, it being the first game of the season. But you got to get some confidence going early for this bunch. You know, we've got a lot of returning starters, but due to graduation and injury, we're going to have some new guys up front here tonight. So they got to get their feet under them and get this dog, rolling with all the weapons they got.
I agree. Quickly, let's try to hit defense before they play the anthem.
Well, I think this is another version of that nasty dog defense, Daniel, led by Garrett up front, Coons and crew in the middle, Sharp and company over the top. I think we're going to see more of the same that we've had for the last, 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Defense has carried this team. I think it's going to be the same tonight.
Folks, we're going to break for the anthem.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With my mobile money.
Back here to wrap up the keys to the game after we were treated to a live rendition of the national anthem, a culmination of the Clay County High School Marching Band and the Jackson County Bands playing it. Thomas, you hit offense and defense. What about that overall key to success?
Well, I know I said this last year. It's going to come down to executing on the offensive side of the ball because it's a lot easier to come out aggressive on the defensive side in your first game of the year than to be sharp. Oh, no. You know, this is going to be a good game tonight any way you bill it, Daniel. Neither team really knows much about each other after not playing for 2 years. This is just line them up and play the game in its purest form, and I can't wait to see it.
There you have it, folks. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Salina skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently is 83 degrees, pretty hot. At halftime, 79, into the game, 77. Humidity is moist, 68%. No precipitation is falling today, but thanks to local weather expert Kevin Donaldson's rain gauge, I know over the last 4 or 5 days of this week, we picked up about half an inch here in Salina, and we desperately needed it. It was extremely dry. There is a 15% chance of precipitation throughout tonight's contest and a 3-mile-per-hour wind out of the northwest. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we ask John tonight for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashlong Strong Insurance. John, time for you to cover it all, just like their agency does.
I warned him, Daniel.
I'm just excited, guys. I don't know about y'all, but it's just great to be out here to experience live football and see it get going again for these dogs. I mean, I always think enthusiasm, you know, be ready for that first hit and get going. You know, that first hit's kind of what gets you flutter off of you, yep. And then time to play ball.
There you are, the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and give you the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensively for the Dogs up front, left to right, senior Wade Coons, sophomore Tyler Wathel, junior Levi Garrett at center, sophomore Ben Maxfield at right guard, and sophomore Hayden McGee at right tackle. Receivers, talented crew here. Juniors, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Virgin, and Joseph Markham. Joined by sophomore Weston Birdwell and at times freshman Nate Adams. The running back, a senior Carson Sharp, and the quarterback, the big tank, a junior Keaton Arms. Defensively, sophomore nose guard Tyler Wathel. Defensive tackles, a pair of juniors, Levi Garrett and Hunter Kyle, who's starting for the injured John Hamilton. Inside backers, senior Wade Coons and juniors Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Outside linebacker, sophomore Weston Birdwell and junior Jimmy Burchett. The cornerbacks, freshman Nate Adams and senior Carson Sharp. And the safety, a junior, Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting lineup, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Bulldog fans, it is time for football here in Clay County. Clay County getting to kick off to start this contest. They'll be kicking from left to right from their vantage point. Of course, they're the home team here at John Teeples Field. They have their all-black look going tonight. Gold CC emblem on the side of the helmet. Gold numerals on the jersey. Jackson County, the visiting team, made their 20-mile trip northward up the Cumberland River. They wear all white, trimmed out with royal blue there on their jerseys. We'll do a good job, hopefully, tonight of bringing the names of the Jackson County Blue Devils off the roster. Always kind of hard at the start of the game, so bear with us as we learn the Blue Devils. Levi Ingarrett going to take care of the kicking duties, put his foot to it, and this one is underway. 2021 season is here. Picked up by Blue Devil at the 15. He's right up the gut and has some yardage all the way out to around the 40-yard line where he's brought down by Alec Kerr along with other Bulldogs. I see Carson Sharp there involved as well. First quarter action going to take off here, 11:54 mark. Jackson County with the ball on their own 40-yard line. They'll travel from right to left. They are 60 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. If you're familiar with Clay County High School here, they are driving towards the scoreboard. First and 10, Jackson County. They're running a wing T set, fullback behind the quarterback who's under center. Snap, handoff inside to the fullback. Very little yardage, if any.
I think that was Hunter Kyle, Daniel, number 33, coming off the edge and not very sure where he started from. Maybe this right tackle over here.
Yep.
A good play to start there by Kyle as the Dogs give up 1 yard, maybe.
Pickup of one for Jackson County, setting up second and nine. 11:30 and ticking on this first quarter clock. Dogs very strong defensively. They had a tough preseason, scrimmage the likes of Livingston, Watertown. Had a jamboree last week against DeKalb County. They've played some bigger and tougher schools. Very good preparation for them. Hand off to running back around left side. Carson Sharp comes up, doesn't allow much, makes the solo tackle. They're going to place the football down at the Jackson County 43-yard line, setting up what's going to be third and seven.
Big third
Should
down
be a passing
here.
Down.
Big third down here for Coach Loftus. We'll have to see what he does with his new starting quarterback here, Daniel. I hadn't picked up the number, but I know he had a senior quarterback graduate last year in Eli Burris. Clay County talked about the blitz. Let's see if they come right here on this one, Daniel.
I believe we see senior quarterback Jake Garrison take the snap, hands off to the fullback inside, hits the trap, keeps his feet moving, and gets the first down. A fine offensive play by the Blue Devils. And very uncharacteristically, the Dog defense giving up rushing yards right up the gut.
That's three straight runs to Jackson County running back number 10, Austin Birdwell.
First down for Jackson County. They prepared to snap on the fourth play of this opening drive. 10-20 and ticking. It is scoreless here, Irvy. They have the football at the Clay County 47, now in black and gold territory. Garrison going to go under center, has two backs behind him, a wing to the left. Here's the snap, hand off to tailback around left side, not much there.
There he is.
Making the stop, the senior, the heart and soul of the Dog defense, four-year starter Wade Coons recording his first solo tackle of the season. Look for big things out of number 60.
No doubt about it, Daniel. Made the move from defensive line to middle linebacker last year. And honestly, I questioned that going into the 2020 season. But listen, he answered all questions last season. And like you said, looking forward to what Mr. Coons is going to bring here in 2021.
Well, you talk about football IQ, and Wade Coons is as sharp as they come. He reads so well, and he understands the game so well. That's why he's so good. Garrison throws to the right in the flat ball. It's called a little slant route, breaks a tackle, the receiver does, advances up to the Clay County 35-yard line, and a first down for the Blue Devils, who look sharp here on their opening drive. I believe number 22, senior Drew Connard, on the reception there.
It was, and it was a freshman, Nate Adams, Daniel, just playing a little loose right there. Didn't want to get burnt deep. The receiver just broke it off in front of him. Had a little bit too much cushion there, but he came up and made the spot, the stop after the catch.
First and 10, Jackson County at the Clay County 35-yard line. Short field, four down territory. Garrison under center. Keeps it himself. Runs around the left side. Picks up a little yardage. Alec Kerr there, though, to bring him down. With a good spot, he could have picked up five, so a good gain for senior quarterback Jake Garrison. He bellied up with the fullback, kept it himself, maybe a little midline action there out of head coach Sean Loftus. Loftus, a veteran coach at this point in his career, about 20 years or so under his belt, and does a real good job down there at Jackson County.
He does a great job. He's an offensive mind, mostly Daniel, of course, and you can see he's keeping it simple here tonight. It's run straight up the gut, and then just a little hook route on the outside for that last first down. So good play calling so far by the Blue Devils.
Second and five, Garrison in the gun. Jet sweep off the left side. Will Flanagan, a senior wideout, carrying the ball. Picks up a few short of the first down, though. Keaton Arms, as Thomas mentioned, recording his first stop. The junior linebacker, so good on both sides of the ball. I think a lot of folks maybe overlook his prowess as a linebacker. He's really good.
He's unbelievable, Daniel, and probably the most physical specimen on the team out here tonight, probably on the field.
He'd be cool. You know, Wade's built pretty similar. Keaton, probably heavier, though, honestly. Probably a little bigger on total body weight. Third and one for Jackson County. They've got it at the Clay County 26. Garrison under center, hands off to a wingback who was in motion around left side. Kennard does not pick up the first down. So the first fourth down situation of the season for the Bulldogs here coming up. A stop here gives the Bulldogs back the ball.
And that was up front, Daniel. You're looking at Levi Garrett, Hunter Kyle, and Tyler Waffle kind of stopping that one up. And then the corner, Jimmy Burchett, coming up, making his first stop of the season around from the backside. Just way to bow up there by the Dogs to see if they can do it again on fourth and less than one, looks like, Daniel.
Let's see what defensive coordinator Mike Diggerson deals up here. Garrison under center, wing T set, motion in the backfield behind him. Garrison comes out from under center, checks for Coach Loftus, going to try to draw Clay County offsides.
Maybe not.
Now Garrison goes back under. 6:53 and ticking on the clock. Here they snap. Get to the fullback. Blown up. It's Coons. Coons with the first big tackle for loss of the season. And the senior said, no, sir. Clay County going to take over on offense for the first time in 2021.
What a stop by Coons. He was walked up. Coach Diggerson had him walked up in a gap there on the defensive line, Daniel, and he just went with his instinct, and fortunately the ball was going that direction, shot the gap, met him in the backfield for the tackle for loss.
6:46 on the clock as Clay Kenny takes over from their own 27-yard line. Arms going to be in the gun. Has Sharp at his right hip. Three wide to the left. Here comes Kerr in motion, left to right. Jet sweep to him. He's around right side. 30-yard line, gets past it, brought down around the 33. So a pickup of around six, and we have a penalty thrown. It's either going to be on Jimmy Burchett or Brady Smith, a freshman for Jackson. I'm not sure which of them received the infraction, but it was Burchett and Smith back behind the play. Burchett just doing a good job getting down Bill Block in the safety. I'm not sure what the penalty was for. John, did you see?
Pretty nice gain there by Kurz. He got the edge, Daniel. The pursuit inside picked him up, but a gain of seven, I believe.
Score of the small game halfway through this first quarter. Clay County on offense for the first time. The officials still congregate out at midfield about the call. Clay County picked up what we would call a 7-yard pickup, setting up second and three. However, they're going to march this thing back. I'm assuming
dead ball foul, personal foul, right?
I guess. Coach Edwards usually guides us through those different signals from the white hat.
We miss him already, Danny.
Yeah, I missed that one, guys. My bad. I'm still trying to settle in over here. Still trying to add up.
I think you give Kerr the carry, right?
The offensive stat.
They count the play, so give Kerr 7 yards.
Yeah.
Because he got it. It's second down now. However, the ball rests at the Clay County 19-yard line. So it's going to be second and around 20. Arms in the gun. Kerr and Markham split to the right. Burchett and Birdwell split to the left. Sharp at the left tip of Arms. Here's the snap. Arms to pass, plenty of time. There's a bullet downfield for Burchett right through his hands. Jimmy could not hang on. Just a seam route to Arms with a beautiful pass. Burchett's going to catch 9 out of 10 of those. Hopefully that was just the one for the night.
No doubt, Daniel. On the money, Arms is with his first pass of his junior campaign right there. You know, Burchett just couldn't squeeze it. Sometimes when you're wide open and the ball's perfect, those are the hardest ones to catch.
Going to be third and about 20 now. Unless they've got the down marker wrong. I don't think they counted the first down play, Thomas. I think we're sitting at second and 20.
Okay.
So let's wait. Still give Kerr the 7. Arms in the gun. Bellies up to Sharp, keeps it himself. Here the big quarterback comes. He's brought down to the 25, picks up about 6. May call it 7, depending on the spot. They do set it at the 25, so a pickup of 6. Go ahead and scratch the 7-yard Kerr pickup on that original first down. It is 3rd down and 12 now. Another passing down for the Dawgs. They break up, approach the line, ball rest at the Bulldog 25, arms in the gun. Markham and Kerr split to the right. Bird will invert it to the left. Here's the snap. Arms to pass. Plenty of time. Steps to the left. Goes downfield for Burchett again. Jimmy this time hangs on to a much more difficult catch. He dropped the easy one. Made the circus catch. What a pass by Arms. What a catch by Burchett. They flip the field. Now into Jackson County territory at the 40. Huge pickup. We're going to say 35 yards, Thomas?
It was, Daniel, and I tell you what, right there, great route by Burchett. Another ball on the money. Ended up being double coverage on that side as they sagged to him, but he just broke it out the seam and then broke that route off to the sideline, just kind of like a corner route, Daniel.
5:30 and ticking, first quarter action. Dawgs driving left to right from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Austin Anderson in now as the up back. Arms with it, gives to Sharp. Carson with his first carry of the season. Defense is there. We did not get the defensive end hooked for Jackson County, and a big tackle for loss made. Number 5, Brady Smith, the freshman on the tackle, John says. Ball now sitting at the 43-yard line, so a loss of 3 for Carson. Carson had a big 70-yard touchdown called back in the Jamboree action Saturday night down in Carthage against DeKalb County. Sharp, a very explosive back, but tough to do anything with it when there's that much penetration in the backfield. Second 13 now. Arms in the gun. Markham now the running back at his right hip. Tight end flips left to right. Kerr split to the right. Burchett to the left. Here's the snap. Hand off to Markham. He's right into the teeth of the defense. Breaks one tackle, spins 40. 35 piles over a man. Taken out of bounds. Joseph Markham, the power back. Sharp, the quicker back of the two. I'm sure we'll see a good rotation of both.
What a run by Markham. Met in the backfield, just like you said, just the way Sharp was on the play before. Lowered his shoulder, broke free, broke two more tackles, got it up the sideline, Daniel, for a gain of, I'm not sure. Where's the ball?
Sixth play of the dog drive coming, Thomas, and it rests at the Jackson County 31-yard line. Third and one situation, so it's 4-down territory. Dogs have 2 chances to pick up about 3 feet here, and they'll have a new set of downs. We're going to have Sharp at the right hip of Arms, full-blown trip set to the left of Birdwell, Burchett, and Kerr. Markham by himself to the right. Offsides, a hard count used by junior Keaton Arms, potentially second-year offensive coordinator Chris Harris calling for that, and a free first down for Clay County. They move the sticks with the Jackson County penalty. And, John, just to point out, that's one other thing Coach does, keeps up with the penalty yardage. So I'll let you know before we get too far behind on it. Clay County with 10 right now, I think. Jackson with 5. Coach Edwards, our usual producer, out in Montana tonight. And we wish them a safe travel home. Ball at the Jackson County 25-yard line. Arms in the gun, 3 wide to the left. Pass play set up. Arms scrambles, going to run it himself. He's brought down at the line of scrimmage. Good job by the Blue Devil defense. This is not a bad Jackson County football team. They went 5-5 last year. Returned a lot of guys, is my understanding. They're well coached. So pretty good test here in the opening week of the season. 3:15 and ticking. First quarter clock. Clay County has the ball threatening to score. It's what we'll call the 25. They did give Arms 1 yard on the rush, making it 2nd and 9. 8th play of the drive coming. Arms with it. Option play to the left. Keeps it himself. Brought down after a pickup of around 5-yard lines. I believe he'll be spotted at the 20. We'll have to wait until they set it down.
Just shy, but right there.
We'll go ahead and call it the 20. 3rd and 5. After he picks up 4 on that one. Picked up 1 on first down. Then 4 on second. Setting up 3rd and 5. Ball at the Jackson County 20, right at the edge of the red zone. Clay County breaks huddle. Jimmy Burchett splits out to the left. Alec Kerr to the right. Hunter Kyle, the tight end, and a timeout perhaps taken. Whistles do blow action to a stop here. The official's going to come in and talk, and it looks like left tackle Wade Coons being sent out of the contest. Perhaps blood on his hand. Yeah, I can see it from here. So here's where we get into issues, Thomas. We're already down two linemen, juniors, Stone Lynn, who was going to be the starting center before he had a knee injury, and then three-year starter, right tackle, John Hamilton, both out. So who are they going to send over the field? Looks like sophomore Ben Maxfield.
Yeah, I think we've had Maxfield, McGee, and Waffle kind of in there rotating for those injured guys. And we're going to see a timeout.
Timeout taken by Clay County, their first of this first half. We're going to go to our first commercial break of the season here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Funny from Bank of Salina. You can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 2:22 left in this first quarter. Clay County threatening. They've got it 3rd and 5, sitting at the Jackson County 20-yard line. Arms in the gun, sharp at his left hip, Kerr split to the right, Burchett to the left. Hunter Kyle and Anderson to the right is tied in and fullback. Hand off to Sharp. Gets her around the edge. 15, 10, stays in bounds. Now he's taken out. So a first down pickup for Carson Sharp from my vantage point. And the farther they get to the right, it is harder for us to see, but I think Carson had the yardage. There is a flag down at the far side of the field at the line of scrimmage. Not sure if that's a hold on the left side of that offensive line or what?
You know, same play right there, Daniel, as we saw Sharp lose three on before. They got the end turned that time. Sharp got the corner, done a good job breaking one tackle to pick up the first down yardage.
Sideline warning against Jackson County is what the flag was for, so no harm there. Ball now rests at the Jackson County 9-yard line, giving Clay County the ball first and goal. After Sharp's pickup, 10th play of this dog drive coming. It originated on their own 27. Biggest play of it was arms to Burchett on a 35-yard pass hookup. Sharp on the carry, first and goal. Squirms his way forward through the left side of the offensive line. He's brought down at the 6, so pick up a 3 for Carson. Setting up second and goal from the 6-yard line. Under 2 minutes now to play. Minute 55 and ticking, first quarter action. 66th meeting between these squads. We talked about it in the Carquest pregame show. Folks, if you're a new listener here on the Horizon Sports Network, after this game goes final, you can go back and listen to it again. It's posted there along with every other broadcast we've done, over 100 of Clay County High School sports. Find them there on the webpage. Arm's going to go under center.
Right backfield.
Second goal. Hand off to Markham. No bootleg pass. Rolls to the right. Has a man. Decides to keep it himself. Lowers the shoulder. Picks up about 2 or 3. They're going to spot him down at the Jackson County 4. Good tackle by the Blue Devil to bring down Arms, who had a full head of steam. Big collision there.
Yep, third and goal was the 4.
Pretty good-sized guy, and Arms brought the collision to him, I believe.
Call it the 3, Thomas. I get a clear view now, and it is spotted at the 3. I know you don't like it when I change it on you, but I've got to report it as I see it. Good crowd has assembled here to watch the season debut at John Tuples Field. Patrons lined halfway around the track here, off to our right. Clay County fire truck sitting down there out for the festivities. Good environment here for high school football. 44 seconds and ticking. Dogs break cuddle. Arms in the gun. Third and goal. Whistles blow. Delay of game, if I'm not mistaken. That'll back Clay County up 5, if I'm right. Delay of game against the Dogs. That hurts. Third and goal now. Rather than being at the 3, it's going to be moved back to the 8. Still 2 plays to get it done.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 2-play territory here, Daniel. As we see the A timeout.
Timeout taken by Jackson County. 39 seconds left in this scoreless first quarter of action. Dogs threatening when we return.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Hand off to Sharp on third and goal from the 8. Not much room for the senior back. He worked hard to get off the right-hand side of his offensive line. He's taken out of bounds. Stopping the clock. The clock continues to run. Perhaps he was not taken down out of bounds. Clay County will not have to snap a play unless they choose to do so. The ball sits now after Sharp's carry at the Blue Devil 6. Clay County going to play quick and get to it here with 10 seconds and ticking. Arms in the gun, 3 wide to the left, Sharp at his left hip, Markham split by himself to the right. Jackson County going to jump off sides unless a dog lineman moved that I couldn't see. Penalty is against Jackson County. I don't know if it's an automatic first down at that point. Should be half the distance to go. The ball is marched forward closer to the Blue Devil end zone and set down at the Jackson County 3. Dogs with it 9 feet away, and it is fourth down. They have not changed that across the way. Fourth down play from the 3. Can we get the 9 feet? Hand off to Sharp as the buzzer sounds, keeps his feet. He gets in. Yes, touchdown Clay County on the last play of the first quarter. Senior tailback Carson Sharp records his first score of his senior campaign, putting Clay County up 6-0. Levi Garrett going to come on for the extra point attempt. He got so good, Thomas, at this last year, and I've seen so many games in my 39 years lost over extra points. It's very refreshing to have Garrett getting good at these, and Clay County able to get 7 instead of just 6.
Well, they're huge, especially in close games, Daniel. I can't think of the number of games that I've lost or won by 1 point in my short career, and it's happened for years and years and years, and he's true on that one, Daniel.
Certainly is. Nate Adams, the freshman, came out and was the holder. Garrett boots it through. So, officially at the end of the first quarter, it's Clay County 7, Jackson County 9, here in the Clash on the Cumberland. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Garrett kicks it off to start the second quarter. It's fielded by Blue Devil at the 15. He comes upfield, met hard by Coombs and others. Keeps his feet moving and gets across the 30 to the Jackson County 32, and that's where the Blue Devils will take over for their second possession of this contest, 11:54 on this clock. Thomas, during break, we were talking about it. 13-play, 73-yard scoring drive for Clay County that chewed up 6 minutes and 46 seconds of that first quarter clock. What a way to open the offensive side of the season.
No doubt about it, and you saw it all, Daniel. You saw Kerr pick up a good yardage on the first carry. It was called back by a penalty. Then you saw Arms go to the air, and he's on the money. You saw Sharp running and scoring right there. You saw Markham get one carry on that drive and just punish people. So we've already seen the wide array of weapons that Clay County has here on the offensive side of the ball.
And outside of just a play or two, good blocking up front by depleted Clay County offensive front line. Garrison under center, wing tee set behind him, hand off to the fullback. There's yardage for him. Sharp and Markham going to make the stop, but only after that fullback. And I'll try to get his number here as he gets up. It's number 10, Austin Birdwell, the senior. For head coach Sean Loftus, Birdwell picks up what we'll call 8-9 yards on first down, setting up second and around one. The ball now sets at the Jackson County 40. So, yeah, a 9-yard pickup on the little fullback trap inside.
Yeah, and we're not used to seeing that, really, Daniel. The heart of this Bulldog defense has been in the trenches and those linebackers getting off. And we've seen Clay County get exposed a little bit right there already tonight.
Well, the wing tees kind of went away and Loftus bringing it back. So, you're right. They're not hardly used to seeing it in recent years. Good defense by the Dogs.
Markham
on second down. Markham on the stop, joined by Hunter Kyle and Carson Sharp. It was a handoff to the left wing back as he came around right side. There is laundry on the field, though. Officially, I'll call it a loss of one if they wave the penalty flag off, so Markham could have a tackle for loss going his way, depending on what the call is. Looks like they're going to accept the penalty. Head coach Jake Johnson in his fourth year now at Clay County High School. I saw him motioning to move it back, so should be second down again after this penalty stepped off. So Markham does not get a tackle on the play officially, but a good job by the inside linebacker. Markham, he has really swelled up between sophomore and junior year. Hit the weight room hard. What a physical specimen he is. We talked about Keaton Arms earlier. Joseph, the youngest of his three brothers, but certainly the largest.
No doubt about it. And then when he walks in a room, you take notice of Joseph Markham and the stature he has, and he's already shown it here tonight once on the offensive side of the ball and then already here on this possession defensively.
Ball at the Jackson County 36, second and six. Garrison rolls to the left, tries to complete a pass, not to be so, and thank Alec Kerr for that. He flew up from that single high safety position and just really introduced himself to Drew Kennard, who was on the wideout. Actually, I think it was Will Flanagan, the receiver.
Yeah, we hadn't talked about Kerr much here tonight. One carry on the offensive side of the ball, and they haven't really challenged him. You know, that's just the second pass of the night, I think, here for Jackson County. They've only had two possessions, though, didn't they?
Well, that's true, and that wasn't even in his vicinity. He
right.
Just shot himself out of a gun, as only he can do, and covered about 10-15 yards in a matter of seconds. And he made the guy pay, creating an incomplete pass. So we've got third down here, third and six. Garrison going to be back in the gun. Penalty flags fly, and it is a delay of game against Jackson County. So putting themselves behind the sticks now, third and 11, you know a passing down unless Coach Loftus wants to play safe, play field position, play punt, because he's not in a bad position here. 7-9, 10:48 mark of this quarter. Clay County in front, but only one score, so not too soon to hit the panic button if you're the Blue Devils.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel, but we've seen him on that first drive play it safe, run the ball on that third down and picked up the first down. I think you'll see maybe Loftus keep it on the ground here.
Devils to snap from their own 31-yard line, third and 11. Garrison in the gun, three wide to the left. False start against Jackson County and their own worst enemy right now. Not very disciplined. These last few plays are the visitors from Gainesboro. So two consecutive 5-yard penalties is going to set Jackson County up in a third and 16.
And when they have gotten the snap off on this drive, you can kind of see that Bulldog defense coming into its own too, Daniel. We saw Kerr come up and lay a lick. We saw Markham lay a lick. They weren't too happy about that first possession the Blue Devils had, I don't think, where they basically gained quite a bit of yardage, got close to the red zone, I think, before Coons made that big fourth down stop.
Coons stopped them on the Clay County 27. You know, Jackson County had the 9-play drive, and they chewed up about 5 minutes to clock themselves. So they had a nice opening, only the second possession of this contest for Jackson County. 10:28 mark of this second quarter, Jackson County drives left to right. Garrison in the gun, running back is right hip, three wide to the left. Here's the snap, has time to throw, nearly intercepted by Jimmy Burchett. Had his hands on it. Good job, though, by Jimmy, just knocking that ball down. Back in the years I was helping coach, I always told those defensive backs, your number one job is to keep them from catching it. If that means a deflected ball knocked down, that's a win. You know, would you like to have the pick? Well, sure. You know, that's just icing on the cake. But nice job by Burchett right there.
It was, Daniel, and I'll tell you, Coach Loss is playing with fire with this defensive backfield that Clay County's got. This great coverage back there. We talked about how they went to that cover two look with two safeties deep, Kerr and Burchett, both with great instincts back there.
Jimmy Burchett deep to receive this punt, the first of the night from either squad. And it's Kerr, actually, not Burchett. He picks it up at the 35, and he's brought out of bounds. The All-State are so dangerous back there on those returns. I wish he would have had a little bit more of an opportunity, but he did safely field it and was forced out of bounds in pretty good field position. We'll check the official spot, but Clay County going to take over in pretty good shape.
It looks like the ball's going to be sitting right on the 40-yard line, Daniel.
10:15 mark, second quarter action. Dogs lead 7-0. Black and gold, Bray Kettle come up for this 1st-and-10 play. Ball does rest at the Clay County 40, and they've got 60 yards to points. Kerr in the backfield, motion, fake to him on the jet sweep, quick screen to Burchett. Markham just could not get there soon enough to block. A good hit made by Eli Biggs, the senior. We're calling a lot of seniors off for Jackson County, so they're playing a lot of upperclassmen. And you can tell, they're pretty big guys, pretty physical team. Nice pitch and catch between Keaton and Jimmy. However, defensively, they just weren't allowed to convert many yards. They do pick up what we'll call one, setting up 2nd and 9. Arms in the gun, Markham and Kerr to the right, Burgett and Burble to the left. Arms to pass, has plenty of time, decides to run, steps up in the pocket, evades one man, is brought down. So Arms brought down on a sack. You know, Keaton had time there. I guess there was pretty good downfield coverage because he didn't have to break pocket as soon as he did on that play. So credit the Blue Devil secondary with good coverage there, setting up now. Thomas, 3rd and around 13, as the ball rests at the Clay County 37-yard line. Passing down for sure. Too wide to either side. Sharp at Arms' his right hip. Play action pass. Quick screen to Kerr. Kerr with it in space. Makes one miss. Makes two miss. No, he's brought down by the second. He's going to be brought down at the Clay County 43. So a decent little pickup. Unfortunately, it was 3rd and a bunch. So now it's 4th and about 8 as the ball is spotted at the Clay County 42. Punt team comes out for the Dogs. So both teams open up with good opening possessions, John, and both teams have to punt on the 2nd possession.
Let's keep that defense going from the Dogs, and we'll be just fine.
Markham on the punt, 4th down, boots it away, big high boomer by junior Joseph Markham. He does an excellent job punting the football. Fair catch by Jackson County. So with 8:38 left in this first half of play, second quarter action, Clay County does lead 7-0. Jackson County going to take over the football at their own 27-yard line, we'll call it. 8:38 left on the second quarter clock, as we said. Thomas, thoughts early here?
Well, I think you see offense coordinator Chris Harris kind of going into his bag there a little bit, trying to get the ball on the edge, like he talked about in the preview, get it in the hands of Kerr, in the hands of Burchett in space. Just great defensive effort there by Jackson County, I thought.
I agree. Timeout taken on the field. I'm not sure which team called it. Could have been the officials. Pretty high heat index, even though the temperature's not crazy. We'll go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. Second quarter, Clay County lead 7-9.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, I believe that was a heat timeout, pretty common in the first week of play here in Tennessee. 8:38 on this second quarter clock, Jackson County with it first and 10, starting what's going to be their third offensive possession of this contest. Garrison under center, tailback from left right in the backfield, hand off to him. He gets the edge, picks up a few before he's met hard by Sharp from behind. Good pursuit came from Joseph Markham. And there's 44 again, the junior Alec Kerr coming up from his safety spot. One thing Clay County does so well is gang tackle. There's always multiple players making a stop. You very seldom see an opponent, whether it's a receiver or a back, breaking that initial contact because so many of them do it.
Yeah, 4 or 5 yard gain there for Jackson County, but still they played that perfectly. They played it inside out. Daniel strung it out to the sideline. And like you say, Sharp cut him, made it cut back, and Markham finished it off.
Second and 5 from the Blue Devil 31. Garrison with it on the midline keeper. He's brought down low by Kerr. Once again, we've got a safety making what's almost a tackle for loss at the line of scrimmage. They do pick up a little. Setting up 3rd and 4. Ball rest at the Jackson County 33-yard line. So a gain of 1. What a play.
Yeah, he's just unbelievable. And it's about instinct, football instinct right there, Daniel. Something keyed him in that was a run coming off the edge, and he made that decision quick enough to be there at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I don't think it was a blitz. I agree with you. I think he saw it and responded. Big third down play here. A stop would mean a Jackson County punt. 3rd and 4. Ball at the Blue Devil 33. Hand off to number 1. He's right left side, brought down. Not going to be there for the first down. Jackson County, unless Coach Loftus wants to roll the dice pretty deep in his own territory, going to have to punt. I'm not sure who the tackler was on the play.
Wade Coons.
Coons making the stop against the junior Hayden Stacy, the ball carrier for Jackson County. So 4th and about 2. We'll call a long 2. Ball setting at the Jackson County 35. I see no personnel changing, and now a few guys trot on. I think Coach Loftus kind of thought about it there. Tough to give Clay County the football, though, that it's your own 35 if you don't get it. So he's got the punt team out. Could be a fake.
Could be a good place to do it if he wants to roll the dice, like you say. While we got a little time, I think you got to mention those three guys up front, Levi Garrett, Tyler Walthall, and Hunter Kyle. You know, we haven't called their name with any stops, but they're really clogging it up there and letting those linebackers run.
Exactly. And that's what they do. Each of those guys essentially work as a tandem with the linebacker behind them. So if I'm the defensive lineman in front of Markham, well, every tackle he makes, I made it too. Because like you say, you kept him clean, kept the offensive tackle from getting to him or the guard. Same thing with the nose guard and Wade Coons sitting there at middle linebacker. And those are the linemen offensively and defensively. We try to always mention them. I think we do. But so much of the sporting world just forgets they're there.
Right, and they're the key that makes it run.
Kerr had the fair catch the punt. Clay County going to take over 1st and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Arms in the gun. Kerr in motion from right to left. He gets all the way across the formation. Hand off to Sharp. He's into the heart of the defense. Good push up front by the black and gold offensive line. Allow Sharp to pick up a substantial yardage, about 4 perhaps. Ball is now sitting at the Bulldog 42. Thomas, where did I say it originated?
37, pick up a 5.
About 6 minutes on this second quarter clock as Clay County took over 1st and 10. Now it is 2nd and 5 from the 42. Arms in the gun. Here's the snap. Option play, right side arms keeps it. He goes right in through the linebackers, picks up almost enough for the first. I believe he might just have it. Going to be very close. Clay County does lead 7-0. I probably haven't given you the score enough tonight so far, and I apologize for that.
First down.
First football action we've called since mid-November. Clay County playing quick. The ball sets at the dog 48, 2 yards from midfield. First and 10, arms in the gun, two wideouts to either side. Arms hands to Sharp. Sharp with running room, 45, 40. Dodges a man, stays on his feet, 35, up to the 30, has blocking in front. Once again dodges at the Blue Devil. Sharp, left, right, he's down inside the 20, finally brought down around the Jackson County 17-yard line. And Thomas, there's a glimpse of why the coaching staff loves Carson Sharp so much. So agile, like a pinball in there. Good movement laterally, left to right, has good speed. What a great run.
It was, Daniel, and but we talked about that offensive line. That's what got him loose. Big gaping hole out there for Carson off tackle, and then he made the most of it in the second level.
Dog snapping from the Jackson County 18-yard line inside the red zone. Another hard count by Keaton Arms pulls the Jackson County right defensive tackle off sides. Going to set up first and 5 for the Dogs now. So Jackson County, honestly, you take away the penalties, particularly when they had the ball and dug themselves a 3rd and 16 hole. John, what's their total right now?
5 penalties for 25 yards.
That kills you. You know, first game of the season, you expect that, though. On the flip side, Clay County only 2 for 15. So a good job so far by Clay County. First and 5. Now from the 13 arms, quarterback keeper barrels ahead, runs over 2 or 3. He's brought down inside the 10, closer to the 5. We'll have to check the spot.
A really good fake there. Took that end out of the play, and arms just took it upfield.
Yeah, I thought that was a great pull by Keaton Arms right there on the zone read.
I'm going to call it the 5. Ball at the Jackson County 5-yard line. And that's a first down. So here we sit, first and goal from the 5. 3 wide to the left. Markham Baines up to the right. Sharp at the right hip of Arms, who's in the gun. A handoff to Carson. Carson gets north and south. Does not cross the plane of the goal line. However, he advances down to the Jackson County 2. Pick up a 3 for Carson, setting up second and goal. So Clay County with 3 opportunities here to pick up 6 feet, Thomas. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Plenty of time to do it. Sometimes Clay County, if they have momentum, maybe just converted to first, will play quick. Sometimes they'll slow it down, and that's what we see them doing now. They've got a play clock right in front of their faces here above the scoreboard. They're probably watching it. It gets to 10 seconds. They're probably going to break huddle, come up, and that's what they do. Snap with a few seconds left on that play clock and milk this clock down.
And look who's standing in the backfield.
Arms in the gun. Gives to Markham. That's who you alluded to. And the big junior back gets in. Joseph Markham recording his first touchdown of the season. 1 for Carson. 1 for Joseph. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. 13-0 the score. Garrett on to attempt the PAT. And what a back-and-forth combo of Sharp and Markham. Coach Johnson talked about them all offseason, and we're seeing why he loves those guys so much tonight.
Yeah, we talked about it in the interview for the newspaper this week, Daniel. We called them Thunder and Lightning, and you can see that they complement each other very well.
Levi Garrett with a beauty of an extra point out of the hold of Nate Adams. And it's 14-9, 3:35 left in the second quarter here on the Clash on the Cumberland.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live, 3:35 left in this second quarter. Clay County in front, a 2-possession contest right now, 14-0 for fourth-year head coach Jake Johnson and his black and gold squad. Thomas, you know, I was unsure about who Jackson County was coming in. We've got a pretty good football team here that we've had to fight hard to get up 14-0 on. Nonetheless, Clay County's done that.
Well, they've done it on both sides of the ball, Daniel. We saw Jackson County had some success early on that first drive, and then back-to-back, three and outs, had to punt, and Clay County's made them pay. And it's been about the big play. Arms finding Burchett for 35 yards to set up the first touchdown, and then the big run by Sharp for 34 yards on that possession to set up this touchdown.
Bit of a squib kick by Garrett. I don't know if that was intended or not. So Jackson County with the option here to take the ball on the 35 or to force Clay County to re-kick. Typically, teams accept football, but they could back them up to their own 35 and make them kick again.
I'd say they'll take it here, Daniel. Loftus probably would like to run out this last 3 minutes of this first half and get into the locker room and regroup with his bunch.
You know, I've noticed Garrett, he's added some strength to that leg. Number one, he's booming his PAT attempts. But on some film from that I watched from last week's Jamboree, he's hitting it down around the 10-yard line on kickoff. So that's a pretty big deal, single-A football, if you can pin somebody pretty deep like that. So Levi Garrett, not only great, he's playing center tonight. His traditional home on offense is left guard. But due to Stone Lynn's injury, he's moved over to center. So what a versatile player, kicking extra points, playing defensive tackle, playing center. He could probably play fullback if we needed him to. Just a great player.
Yeah, he can play anywhere on the field, and he looks the part too, Daniel.
Jackson County from their own 40, they hit a deep one. No, they do not. Fortunately, I'm not sure what took place, but Drew Clenard went unnoticed behind Jimmy Burchett, behind Alec Kerr, behind Weston Burville. We saw three black jerseys racing downfield trying to catch a wide-open Clenard. Fortunately, it was incomplete.
Well, we've seen that fullback dive over and over and over, and Loftus right there pulling it out on the play action. You had Kerr and Burchett biting on it, Daniel. They were 10 yards behind on that one. Like you said, the overthrow saved us, didn't it, little brother?
I think Coach Loftus has been working to set that one up for a minute or two.
Been flying up. Second 10 for Jackson County. They snap from their own 40, 60 yards away from points. 3:29 on this second quarter clock, and another penalty, a false start, I believe, against Jackson County. Looked like the right guard was going to pull and run counterplay. No, a timeout taken. Timeout taken by Jackson County. Clay County leads 14-0, 3:29 left in the second quarter.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Back here live, second and 10, Jackson County coming out of this timeout. Garrison in the gun, a running back to either hip. First time we've seen this set. Hand off to Stacy. He's around left side. Has some room there. Gets close to midfield before he's taken down. Advances past the Jackson County 45. Tackle was made by a secondary player on the far side of the field away from us.
I think that's freshman Lance Burchett, number 26 right there, Daniel.
Okay, wearing his dad's old number, if that's correct.
And he's also got a special team tackle earlier tonight.
Two of Brent Burchett's boys playing, both of them tonight, Lance Burchett and Jimmy. Jimmy the junior, Lance the freshman. Under center, Garrison with it, third and three after the pickup on second down. Very close to first down yardage and a great physical push by the Jackson County Blue Devil offensive line moves the sticks. 2:48 now, they'll wind the clock when the ball is set. Jackson County has pushed over into Clay County territory. Ball rest at the Bulldog, 48.
Was that about a 5-yard run?
Give or take, yeah. Right. First and 10, Jackson County.
Right here is where the leader of that defensive line, we talked about him tonight, Levi Garrett's got to step up. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Got to clog it up and keep Jackson County out of the end zone.
Jackson County with it. Garrison rolls to the right interception. It is Jimmy Wilson. No, Nate Adams, the freshman. And he's making people miss. He reverses field, goes back to the right-hand side, has blocking out in front, but he's taken out of bounds on the far sideline. The freshman, Nate Adams, recording his first interception of his black and gold career. Coach Johnson has spoken very highly of this young man and that athleticism that he brings. Of course, the son of Mike and Tia Adams, great athletes themselves, and Nate showing that he has a spot out there on this varsity defense for a reason.
He's just rolling out there into the coverage in the flats, and it just kind of, you know, was a little underthrown, and he made the play.
Great play, and you can see how elusive he could be on the offensive side of the ball right there, Daniel. Made some moves to pick up some yardage right there, and we were just talking about Clay County trying to keep Jackson County out of the end zone. Well, Clay County got a shot at it themselves with 2:14 to go here in the first half,
but penalty assist.
They're going to have a longer shot here.
Personal foul assist, dead ball foul against Clay County. Not sure what the infraction was. The ball does rest now at the Clay County 36-yard line. Well, they'll take over 64 yards away from points. As you mentioned, Thomas, 2:14 left in this contest. Whistle blows. Arms was about to call for the snap. Looks like an equipment malfunction for number 22 for Jackson County, Drew Kennard. He goes to the sideline, and they trot out another Blue Devil. Arm's going to be in the gun for this, as he almost always is. Weston Birdwell, the sophomore, split wide to the left, joined there by Burchett. I have a hard time distinguishing between Kerr and Burchett, even though I've watched them play now for 3 years. Arms to pass, has time, now breaks pocket, rolls to the left, going to tuck it and run, has blocking from Birdwell, runs over one Blue Devil, here he is, 50-yard line, still on his feet, 45, the big man, going downfield, Keaton Arms flipping the field, all the way down into Blue Devil territory. When Keaton Arms gets moving, he's hard to stop.
He is, Daniel, and we talked about him being one of the biggest guys on this team. He showed the speed right there
down the
sideline.
That's the difference. That's the difference. You look at him and you think, well, you know, this kid's not an athlete, but he is. He's got that big frame, but he's got speed and agility and just what a player. What a player. Good play there. Flipping the field, moving the football down into Jackson County territory now. It sits at the 36.
Let's see if we don't see a little two-minute drill here. I think Coach Harris was trying it there. Arms thought better of it, tucked it and ran it. Let's see if we can sling it around the yard a little bit.
First and 10, Clay County 36 yards away. Hand off to Sharp. He's off right side. Gets back to the line. North and south picks up the first down and more. He's brought down around the 23. So a pickup of about 13 for Carson. Minute 30. 8 on this clock. They'll wind it once the ball and change are set. Yeah, we'll call it the 23 of Jackson County. Clay County driving from right to left here in this second quarter. Arms in the gun. Birdwell and Burchett to the left. Curry marking to the right. Arms to pass. Releases. Caught by Birdwell. Birdwell sliding down to the turf. Kind of a low ball there by Keaton. Worked it in through some traffic defensively, and a good catch by Birdwell. Picking up about 7 yards, advancing it down to the 14. No, I'm sorry, 16. Ball at the Jackson County 16, second and 3. Arms with it, rolls to the left, releases for the end zone, incomplete. Was trying to target Birdwell over the middle, and that's one of those tough ones. Arms a right-handed quarterback. He's rolling to his left. You've almost got to stop and get your shoulders flipped all the way back around. He ends up throwing kind of across his body there and takes some off of that pass, and it just didn't find its mark. Penalty down, though, around the line of scrimmage, potentially a hold.
Picking up the flag, Daniel.
Okay, waving it off. 1 minute left, second quarter. Clay County with it. Third to about 3. Ball resting at the Blue Devil 16. Short field for the Dogs. They've got 2 plays, though, to move the sticks and pick up a much-needed 3 yards.
Markham singled out on the outside out there. I'd take a shot to him. We jumped off sides.
The right guard moves for Clay County. Keaton went with a hard count again, and one of those younger and I'll go ahead and call them inexperienced, because they are, as far as varsity action goes, one of the younger, inexperienced substitutes on the offensive line went for the Hard County himself. Going to make it third and about eight now, backing the football up to the 21.
Yeah, tough one there, but you got to give those guys credit to how they played so far in the first 20 minutes of their careers, basically being on the field, Daniel. They've done a great job up front so far.
Arms in the gun. Trip set of receivers to the right. Release downfield. Caught by Burchett. Jimmy hit by a Blue Devil and brought down at a six. First down and more, though. What a great hookup between Keaton and Jimmy Burchett. I told Jerry on that first one that Jimmy dropped, you know, 9 out of 10, he's going to haul in, and we've seen him do that ever since. Everything that's come his way, he's brought it right into the body and secured it, giving Clay County a fresh set of downs, first and goal from the 7. Timeout taken on the field, 52 seconds left here in this second quarter. Clay County leads 14-9, and they're threatening for 6 more.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Coming out of this timeout, 52 seconds left, second quarter. Clay County with it, first and goal. I think we called it from the 6. Arms under center. Handed off it to the tailback, who was Markham, I believe. He is hit by a host of Blue Devils. No, Arms still has it somehow. Was there a fumble and Arms pick it up, or did I miss that whole play?
I don't know, Daniel. I missed it myself. I was watching Markham battle to try to gain yardage, and then the next thing I know, Arms is down the sideline.
Okay.
So I guess he pulled it and faked us all out.
Not a score, but Arms did pick up yardage. The ball rests at the Jackson County 5.
2-yard gain.
Setting us up, second and goal. Clock does tick. 15 seconds and ticking here in this second quarter. Here's the snap. Arms with it. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp around right side to get north and south and into the end zone. Touchdown, caution, Sharp. Touchdown, Clay County. And with 8 seconds left on this second quarter clock, the senior tailback, working hard, puts his team up 20-9.
And you got to give Coach Johnson and offensive coordinator Chris Harris credit right there, Daniel. 8 every second of that clock headed into the end zone right there. Just a great run by Sharp to get the corner. It was set up by that big pass play from Keaton Arms to Jimmy Burchett across the middle, and Clay County punches it in again.
Garrett hits this one low, however, it's still good. Cleared the crossbar, got the point. 21-9, Clay County in front. 8 seconds left here in this first half of play. We're going to play one ad and come back for the kickoff.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, first broadcast, of course, here of this 2021 football season. And we thank you for tuning in, and we hope at this point we're doing okay. We're kind of out of the habit of it, Thomas. Haven't called one since back in March during basketball season, and such a pleasure to be back doing this. As Thomas mentioned in the Kirkquist pregame show, I want to thank our sponsors. And when Thomas sent out the request asking for a renewal of sponsorship, It didn't take long. All of them immediately got back on board, and we so much appreciate them. And as he often says in the Carquest pregame show, you know, go out and do business with these folks. I know that you do, because they're all local folks, and but I encourage you again to do so. Kickoff by Garrett, picked up by Blue Devil at the 15. He's upfield to the 30. Oh, clothesline. Her Kyle just bringing down the return man. And that's a very vicious hit there by Hunter Kyle. There would have been an unorthodox approach to it, but he got the point across.
Yeah, he did, Daniel, and he's already got three tackles tonight. Coach Johnson mentioned him Monday when we were talking about it in their interview. He thought he'd be a big contributor, and so far he has been.
Making a good special team stop there. So 2 seconds left for head coach Sean Loftus and the Blue Devils. The ball sets at the Jackson County 32, so 68 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. I don't know if Coach Loftus will heave it down the field one time prior to the break or just take a knee. We'll have to see. Garrison is going to be under center, wing T set behind him. And it's a handoff on the fullback trap inside, and time expires. Tackle made by a host of Dogs on that defensive front. So, at the end of the first half of play here in week one, it is Clay County 21, Jackson County nothing in the 66th clash on the Cumberland, the meeting between these schools. We will go right now to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about
serving the people we know.
Tri County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where I'm proud to tell you Clay County leads Jackson County 21-0. Here at halftime, and what a first half it was for the Bulldogs. The Blue Devils gave them a little scare on the opening possession of the game and drove 9 plays deep into Bulldog territory before senior Wade Coon stepped up with a tackle for loss on fourth down to make the Jackson County turn it over to Clay County, and the Dogs did something with it then. Thanks to the big play from Keaton Arms to Jimmy Burchett covering 35 yards, they flipped the field, and senior Carson Sharp capped off a 13-play, 73-yard drive with a 3-yard touchdown. Levi Garrett made the PAT to make it 7-0 with 6:46 left in, I'm sorry, that happened right at the end of the first quarter as time expired. Then the defense stood up, created two consecutive three and outs for Jackson County. There was a Clay County punt in between, and then Carson Sharp got things started with a 34-yard jaunt into Blue Devil territory before Joseph Markham capped a 63-yard six-play drive with a 5-yard touchdown. Garrett was good again. It was 14-0 with 3:35 left in the first half. And then the freshman, Nate Adams, picking off a Blue Devil pass late in the first half, 2 minutes to go to give Clay County the ball back. Keaton Arms scrambled for 28 yards. Carson Sharp broke a 13-yarder. Arms then found Birchie for 14 more to set up Sharp's second touchdown of the night from 5 yards out, capping a 7-play, 64-yard drive as time expired here in the first half to give Clay County this 20-1-0 cushion here after two quarters of play. For Clay County, they have a total of 206 yards on 28 plays. Keaton Arms is 5-for-7 for 62 yards, and the Dogs have rushed 21 times for 144 yards. Sharps leading the way with 10 carries for 76 yards and two touchdowns tonight. Joseph Markham, two carries for 17 yards and a 5-yard touchdown. And the quarterback, Keaton Arms, 9 carries for 51 yards tonight. On the defensive side of the ball, the senior Wade Coons leading the way with 4 stops. Hunter Kyle and Alan Kerr have 3. Lance Burchett, the freshman, and Joseph Markham both have 2 tackles each. The defensive highlight, Coons TFL on the 4th down to stop the first Jackson County drive, and Nate Adams interception to set up the third score of the night right before the half. Receiving-wise, Jimmy Burchett, the leading receiver tonight, he's got a total of 43 yards on 3 catches. Alec Kerr, 1 catch for 5 yards. And just a great night so far for Clay County as they lead 21-0 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Pomfret Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town.
Happy Sack, and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here on the Carquest, not the Carquest pregame show, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. About 2 minutes left on the clock. Jackson County's yet to make it back to the field, so they'll probably put about three more up, hopefully. We've got a little talking to do, and we're going to start it off. Clay County does lead, by the way, 21-0. Going to kick over to guest producer John Weaver for a budget pest control scoreboard update.
Oh, we'll do the scoreboard first. I got a couple scores here. White County, L.A., score of interest to you guys, I think, for your contest. White County's up 21-0. A little bit of time left in the first half. To eat my words a little bit on this Cumberland County versus Whitwell game. Cumberland County's up 14-0.
You said there was a little jet fuel.
Jet fuel on the mountain, that's right. Cross, we're going to have a good year.
What was it, 40-game losing streak?
40-game, yeah, I think there was a forfeit win in there somewhere, but, you know, actual on-field action, 40-game, yeah.
Another score of interest, even though they're not a common opponent this year, Monterey's leading Cannon County 21-0.
Monterey went to Double A. You know, we played, I won't say that because we're going to ask a trivia question. That's part of the answer. So,
also heard right there toward the end that Baxter and Cookville played. Who did Joseph say won that game?
I think it was 28-21-6. Cookville Upperman beat Cookville.
Was that at Upperman's place?
It was played at Tech, I think.
Oh, cool. That's your budget pest control scoreboard update. Budget pest control. Chiggers and fleas, we bring them to their knees.
Thank you for that update, John. Any Jackson County stats you want to share before we delve into something else?
I got a little info here. I stumbled into gathering this first half. And I kind of felt my way through. But, you know, Dogs defense really playing good. They stepped up and held them to a total of 59 yards in the first half. I mean, that's pretty good. Their quarterback's thrown it three times, completed one for 12 yards. That was in that first drive. Looked pretty good. They've had three ball carriers. Number 10, Austin Birdwell, has ran it seven times for 25 yards. He's the fullback you've been seeing jam up the middle. Will Flanagan, four carries for 8 yards. Hayden Stacy, three carries for 8 yards. The guy that made the catch was number 22, Drew Clenard, for that 12-yard catch, so 59 yards. Penalty yardage, Daniel, I know you're anxious to see that.
Yeah.
Been on top of that one. Clay has overtook Jackson County for the total lead in penalty yards. They both have 5 penalties. Jackson, 25 yards. Clay's up to 35 yards. So.
Yeah, that dead ball personal foul, I think, that aided and abetted that total.
Yeah, for sure. You know, back in season one of the Rising Sports Network, we used to do a little contest that was sponsored and brought to us by Mitch Massengill, a faithful listener, probably the first ever listener on the Rising Sports Network.
No doubt.
And it was called the Long Distance Listener Contest. It was requested that we bring that back, if nothing else, just for tonight, but maybe every night this season we broadcast. So if you feel like perhaps you are the long-distance listener, the longest from our broadcast station of Salina tonight, we encourage you to text your location, and if you know the mileage difference, you can throw that out there, too. That way we don't have to look it up. You can text it to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. 397-9004, 931 the area code on that. So bringing back the long distance listener contest. Also, something else that we're doing, I'm just full of, go
make
ahead,
make sure
Thomas.
You include your name,
yeah,
when you text us, of course, with your location or any of this new contest you're fixing to face.
Yeah, you know, I've always got these trivia questions in my head, so I thought, well, why not throw out a trivia question? We don't have a title for it yet, but, we're going to throw one out for you, and the winner, if you'll include your name on your responses, the winner will receive a Horizon Sports Network sticker that we'll mail to you. So here's tonight's trivia question. Jackson County is the third most familiar foe for Bulldog football. What two teams have we played more times than we have Jackson County? So what two teams has Bulldog football, dating all the way back to the 1920s when it began, what two teams has Bulldog football participated against more than Jackson County? So once again, Horizon Sports Network hotline number 931-397-9004. Thomas, thoughts before we get things kicked off here?
Well, my thoughts, I think you can have a better start to the season than the Clay County Bulldogs have had tonight. Obviously, Coach Jake Johnson in his fourth season here has his team prepared to come out in this rivalry game and put it on the Blue Devils so far, 21-0 heading here into the third quarter.
Hopefully more of the same to come. Onside kick attempt by Jackson County to start off this third quarter of action. Very cleanly and well fielded and covered by Levi Garrett. That jack of all trades that we talked about earlier, he shows he had good, has good hands here playing on that front line of the kick return unit. And he safely fields it. Clay County going to take over with excellent field position. I think a good decision by Coach Loftus there. He knows that at this point in the game, he's either going to immediately get the ball back on a big gamble like an onside kick, or this one could be done. So they didn't recover it. Now Clay County has to just drive that nail a little deeper in the coffin here, hopefully with a quick score. Arms and Company on the field. Offensive unit. Ball sets at the Clay County 48. Arms to throw. He wants a bunch. Goes deep downfield. It's caught by Burchett. No. Disrupted by the safety, Stacy, for Jackson County.
Starting to get a few responses here on the Horizon Sports Network hotline. Again, folks, text us at 931-397-9004 if you think you are the longest distance listener tonight, or if you know the answer to our trivia question, which is, Daniel, who are the top two teams that Clay County has played the most?
We've had some good guesses. We'll talk about them in a moment. Ball at the Clay County 48. Second and 10, hand up to Sharp. He's got a lot of room off the left side. He's up to the 40, weaving, bobbing to the 30. Cuts back to his right. Finally brought down deep inside Blue Devil territory around the 24. One guess that we had was from a former classmate of mine, Travis Crabtree. Glad to hear that Travis is listening tonight. He guessed Monterey and Livingston. Collectively, that is not correct. I won't say more about it. Collectively, that answer is not correct. Someone else also guessed those same two opponents. Very good guesses, but collectively not correct. First and 10 for Clay County. Ball set to the Jackson County 22. Arms in the gun. Hand off again to Sharp. He's right into the heart of the Blue Devil defense. Not a lot of room. Picks up a couple, going to advance it up to second. And here's a penalty flag. A little bit of frivolous activity takes place way after the whistle. Sharp picks up around 3, advancing up to the Blue Devil 19, we'll call it. We'll have to see what the flag is. More guesses coming in. Kobe Garrison responds, Upperman and Livingston. Once again, incorrect. Another guess is been sent in of Smith County and Monterey. All good guesses, still yet to hit on that right combo. I will share this. Monterey is the number one played opponent. So we have met them more times than any. However, that second most played opponent has yet to be named. I have good news for you. Penalty was against Jackson County. Ball's being marched closer to that Blue Devil end zone, advancing all the way down to the 10.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on Jackson County. I didn't really see the incident, but I saw the call.
Arm's going to be in the gun. First and goal from the 10. Burchett split to the left. Kerr to the right. Sharp behind Arms. Once again, we see Jackson County's defensive front falling for the hard count. And unless I'm mistaken, this ball will be walked 5 yards closer to the end zone. That indeed is the call. We have had one response on the long-distance listener contest. That coming from our producer, Coach Rob Edwards, who's all the way out in Montana tonight, and I'm having trouble finding that one. Here on first and goal, Arms brought down hard. About 5 different dogs involved, or Blue Devils rather, involved on the tackle, losing yardage. So a loss of around six. We had it all the way up, first and goal from the 5. Now we're going to be playing second and goal from the 11. Coach Edwards reports he is 2,030 miles from Salina, Tennessee, all the way out in Columbia Falls, Montana, and told us earlier it was the best Horizon Sports Network broadcast he had heard while in Montana. Second and goal, ball at the 11. Arms with it. Rolls to the right. Time to pass. Ball's released. Going to be caught. No, intercepted. It was almost caught by Jimmy Burchett. The ball goes off Jimmy's outreach fingertips. Carams up into the air. And a diving catch made by a Blue Devil. Just a freak play. Nothing Keaton did wrong. Nothing Jimmy did wrong. Just more or less a great play by the defender.
It was a little waggle play there. His arms rolled to his right, and they flooded the sideline with, I think it was maybe Nate Adams a little deeper than Jimmy Burchett right there in the flood route. And again, like you say, just caromed off his hands and into the Jackson County defender's hands.
We do have a correct response on the trivia question. The winner, Daniel Welch, answers correctly Monterey and Gordonsville. Monterey, we have met the most. Gordonsville the second. Jackson County the third. Jackson County with it, first and 10 after the interception, deep in their own territory. The Dog defense playing angry, and they give up nothing on that one. Jackson County snapped from around their own 14, and I'll have to watch the down marker to see if it even moves. So, Mr. Daniel Welsh, if you will send us your address, we'll be happy to mail you a Horizon Sports Network sticker. Second 9 now, pick up a 1 for the Blue Devils. So not the way that we wanted this third quarter to start. Once again, just a freak play, not a mistake on either player's part necessarily.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel. And again, you know, the ball was kind of there. Burchett was coming out of his break, just couldn't get both hands up to catch the ball and into the awaiting Jackson County defender. And they've got it, but the ball's on the ground, Daniel.
And I believe we may see a black and gold jersey come up with that thing. It was second and 9, as we had said. They went for a fullback trap. Good penetration from the defensive front caused the ball to pop loose. No signal has been made.
I think that was the senior Wade Coons forcing that fumble. I'm not sure who fell on it, Daniel. They're still on it right now.
But
it was Keaton Arms covering up the fumble.
But Jackson County maintains possession.
Oh, okay.
So third in what looks to be 8, looks like Jackson County picked up 1 yard on the fumble activity. Okay. Well,
no wonder he knew.
So Mr. Welsh is out of Gordonsville, Tennessee. We appreciate him tuning in tonight. So it is Gordonsville indeed, his hometown, the Tigers. And I'm not going to give you that all-time record because Gordonsville's kind of had their way with us at times, just to be honest.
Yeah, we really don't want to talk about that.
3rd and 7, Jackson County under center, wing T set behind Garrison. He's out now, gives to a tailback, a little counter play back around the right side, nearly enough for the first down. Good play by senior wingback Will Flanagan as he got it on the old crisscross reverse play that Trailsdale County used to run so well back in our day. Ball advanced up to the 25-yard line, so Jackson County with that interception down deep in the red zone. They've got a long field still in front of them, but they have moved the chains, advancing out to the 25. 1st and 10, 75 yards still to go for the Blue Devils as they try to get points. Clay County leads 21-9. I know tonight I have not given that score enough. I'll try to improve on that down the stretch. Garrison under center, double wing set, motion in backfield, right to left, handoff to the fullback, great defense. Inside, Thomas, you're going to have to pick a tackler. I see Arms involved, but I think one of those defensive linemen, probably the first contact, perhaps Wathel. I see him getting up last. Tyler Wathel, the sophomore nose guard, playing very well. Coach Johnson pleased with the improvements he made in conditioning and in the weight room there in the off season. And Tyler, you know, he's out there, one of the few sophomores. Of course, there's one freshman, Nate Adams. But those guys playing with lots of juniors and seniors. So to get onto this dog field, it's kind of tough right now. Lots of great players, fortunately, here in Bulldog country.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Daniel. And you're right. He's played well in there all night long, holding up to what we haven't talked about much is big offensive line that Jackson County's got, and you see it come to fruition right there as the back cuts it up, but Waffles downfield making that tackle, Daniel.
Once again, though, enough yardage gained by the Jackson County wingback to move the sticks. I've not been tracking this drive. I wish I would have been. Jackson County putting together for them what could be an epic drive. Hopefully our black and gold heroes will rise up to the task of stopping it here. Right now, Jackson County has the football at their own 37-yard line, 13 yards from midfield. It's first and 10, 7:40 and ticking, third quarter action. Clay County in front, 21-9. Garrison under center, wing back to the side, give off to the fullback. Pretty good D. Clay County doing a good job on the fullback dive. They got burnt earlier by it, but since then, they've really collapsed on the middle. Now, the wing backs here at the third quarter have been the ones that have found a little bit of room off the edges.
I think that was Wade Coons getting that stop in there, Daniel. That's his sixth of the night, leading the team as he has the last couple of years. Another comment, as we were getting in the trivia questions, and that's one of our loyal listeners, Miss Sandra Gentry. She says, thanks for bringing the CCH Bulldogs broadcast again this season. Y'all just picked off where you left off last season. Well, I don't know about that, Miss Sandra, but we sure are having fun doing it, especially with Clay County leading 21-0 here against Jackson.
7 minutes left, third quarter. Jackson with the ball, and it goes on the ground. Garrison came up from under center without the football. It was second and about eight. It appears that Jackson County has safely recovered the fumble. However, there is no doubt that yardage was lost. No, Clay County with it. Clay County going to come back out, so we live to 33. Hunter Kyle, the junior defensive tackle, getting his first ever start as a varsity Bulldog. He was on the squad the last two seasons. Kind of found a home there, and it came about due to the injury of John Hamilton, who has not seen action over the last month or so. Hopefully John will be back soon, but nice to see, regardless of who's on the field, once John's back, we're going to have depth at a spot we didn't feel like we had a lot.
And that's what you need here on this Bulldog team. When you have an unfortunate injury, is developing that depth, and Kyle is really stepping up in Hamilton's absence.
Dogs with it from the 36. Arms drops the snap. Picks it back up. Gets what he can. A negative play, though, for the Dogs as they lose about three. It'll be spotted now on the Clay County 39. Well, we'll call it second and 13. Clay County does lead 21-9. About two, second and 13. 6:20 and ticking, third quarter clock. Game, it's been a slow-paced game. The first quarter was a Jackson County drive and a Clay County drive, and that was it. Chewed up every bit. Clay County, if you recall, scored on the last play of the first quarter when they first went up 7-9. Arms with it, rolls to his left on second, 13, throws downfield for Kerr. He has it at 35, now the 30, blocks, gets out of the grasp of one man, couldn't find my words there. Picks up a few more before he's finally stopped. Alec picking back up some of that lost yardage from first down and more. Is the ball now is going to sit at the Jackson County 27-yard line. No, 26. Always correct myself, even though it may be 1 yard off because Thomas keeps stats off of the call I give. And Thomas, they did move it back to the 27. Third and one here. Pretty deep in Blue Devil territory, no doubt. It's four down territory. Arm's going to be in the gun. Three wide to the right. Sharp at his left hip. Quick screen set up for Burchett. He has it. Gets north and south. Gets the first down yardage. Now turns lateral and tries to get the edge. Picks up about five more. Jimmy moves the sticks. Advances it down right inside the edge of the red zone. Maybe around the 19.5. Could be the 20. They do place it on the 20. 5:15 and ticking. And Clay County looking to go up by four possessions here. Levi Garrett's 3 for 3 tonight on PATs. So I'll always talk about that because it's such a huge thing to have him hitting those things so well. Arms in the gun, three wide to the left, first and 10. Keaton with it, gives to Carson Sharp. Carson off the left side of the offensive line, has around 5, breaking the plane of the 15. They'll spot him at the 14, so he'll pick up a 6 for Carson Sharp. Second and 4 now. Dogs break huddle. Second year offensive coordinator Chris Harris calling a good game tonight thus far. Has really mixed it up between personnel. Two wideouts to either side. Birdwell and Burchett to the left. Kerr now in motion from right to left, making it a trip set. Sharp going to run behind the trip set. Nothing doing. Good job by the Blue Devil defense. And this is not, folks, let me stress again, as I have before, this is not a bad Jackson County High School football team. I don't know what their whole schedule looks like. I won't speculate as to win-loss on the season for them as they go down the stretch, but they've got good size up front. They've got older skill players. We've called each one of them either a junior or senior. They've got a good coaching staff, a two-way program, pretty good opponent that Clay County's facing here tonight. Ball being snapped from the 14, arms with it, hands off to Sharp. He's over at the right side now, gets the corner, gets the first down and more, lowers the shoulder. We haven't seen that a lot out of Carson Sharp, Thomas. A good physical finish for Carson as he picks up the first down on his way out of bounds. He didn't avoid contact, he delivered contact.
Yeah, and you've seen the maturity of Carson Sharp over the years, and I think he's taken another step here tonight with that physicality, with putting that foot in the ground and getting north and south. Sharp, up over 100 yards, Daniel. Not sure what he gained on that one, but he had 114 before that.
The ball has been spotted down at what we'll call the Jackson County 7. Heavy set now for Clay County. Nate Adams and Weston Bird will trot it off. Hunter Kyle and Austin Anderson trotted on. Nice tackle for loss made by number 10 for Jackson County. Austin Birdwell, the senior linebacker, he came untouched through the line, brought down Carson Sharp in the backfield for a loss of yardage. Ball appears to me that it's spotted at the 10. Second goal from the 10. Arms in the gun. Burchett to the left. Kerr to the right. Tied in a fullback in the game. Hand off to Sharp once again. Loses yardage off the left side. Jackson County stiffening up the defense. Clay County trying to run behind senior left tackle Wade Coons there. And there was penetration, not from his position, but somewhere else along the line. Ball now has been placed all the way back at the Jackson County 15-yard line, so third and goal from the 15. Still two plays to do it. Pick up 7.5 on each, you'll end up with 6 points. Arms in the gun. Burchett left. Kerr right. Sharp at the right hip. Option play. Pitch to Carson. He's got it. Cannot get the edge. Once again, a loss of yardage. This one going to be spotted back around the 20, but a penalty flag down on the line of scrimmage from the left side, Judge. I feel like that'll be against Clay County, and likely that'll be declined by head coach Loftus, sitting Clay County up in fourth and goal from the 20.
Yeah, I think I would if I was Coach Loftus right here. You know, Clay County just shooting themselves in the foot. And the Jackson County penetration, we've talked about their size up front, Daniel, with that four-man front. They got a guy on this left end out here. Looks like he's about 6'4", and then you got the meat in the middle, and another guy on the far sideline. You know, they've got the size up front and just getting a push here against this Bulldog offensive line that we haven't seen yet so far tonight.
Yeah, we've got sizes on the roster for Jackson County here as the timeout's being taken on the field by Clay County. We're going to go ahead and play one at 2:29 left in this third quarter. Clay County leads 21-9. They're fourth and goal from the 19.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, coming out of this timeout, Clay County finds itself in a precarious situation. Fourth and goal from the 19. So, no doubt, probably a throw to the end zone here. We've got Weston Burble wide left, along with Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. Joseph Markham by himself split out to the right, Sharp at the right hip of arms. Kerr now in motion, left right across the formation. Kerr, arms with it, throws to the end zone. Has Burchett, touchdown! Jimmy Burchett maintains possession through the ground. What a throw! What a catch! Touchdown, Clay County! Touchdown, Jimmy Burchett! Touchdown, Keaton Arms!
Too wide to this side, then you just a little combo route. You saw a post underneath, and then we had the flag route or corner route to the pylon. What a throw by Keaton Arms right there with the touch. We've seen him throw the laser across the middle, dropped it in just like he dropped it in out of a helicopter right there.
Well, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You can go all the way back likely to the late 80s to his dad, Stephen Arms. Keaton Arms, the best pure passer we've seen out of a Clay County quarterback, and all three of us played the position. And, you know, no doubt that Keaton Arms, a special talent with that big right arm of his. Garrett Crew once again, 4-4 on PAT for the night. The team trots to the sideline up four possessions, 28-9, 2:19 left here in the third.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. First game of the season right here at home at John Teeples Field. Good crowd has come out tonight, filled in around the track and here in the home stadium. One thing we did not mention earlier, unless Thomas mentioned it while I was taking a halftime break there, John Copeland's jersey, the late John Copeland, retired at halftime tonight. Not something that has happened much in Bulldog football, the retirement of a jersey. If I'm not mistaken, the late Jonathan Frazier's was as well. But only those two young men, as far as being Clay County High School students, have had their jerseys retired as members of the football program. Of course, John's life tragically ended short back in 2019, and he was honored one more time tonight in the in a final way with the retirement of that jersey, and very fitting.
It is very fitting, Daniel, and, you know, that's one other thing. John will always be remembered also, not just by that retirement of that jersey, but through the John 6, what is it, 316 Club or something like that?
Yeah.
Benefits this Clay County football team, and we can't thank the family of John Copeland and all those guys that volunteer enough for getting that going. For years to come, John Copeland is going to contribute to this Bulldog football team.
Joseph Markham making the stop on first down. Good pickup, though, with Jackson County handed a wing back in motion from right to left across their backfield. He picked up about five, setting up second and five. So Jackson County, you know, down four possessions at this point late in the third quarter. One of those times it'd be easy to kind of hang your head, but here they come out strong on their first offensive play. Second and five now. Garrison going to go under center, wing T set, fullback behind him. One wide out to the left and a tight end right. Ball on the ground again. Just a bad mesh between quarterback and fullback. John spotting for us at this point says that the Blue Devils maintain possession.
Penetration right there from the junior Levi Garrett again, Daniel. We talked about how he's played all night. Doesn't really have the stats to back it up, but the position he's playing there in that defensive line, you don't get him in this scheme. But he's really giving his all right there. The penetration caused that fumble there.
Loss of yardage there on the play. It was second and five. Now it's third and what we'll call seven. Ball resting at the Jackson County 31. Under 1 minute left in this third quarter. Clay County does lead 28-0. Garrison going to step back into the gun this time. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Ball's released downfield. Nearly intercepted. Weston Birdwell almost was tall enough to get his hands on that one. The sophomore getting his first varsity start tonight. Of course, Jacob Burnett last year graduating from this defensive backfield. And it has been we kind of changed our look a little bit too. We're playing a two-high safety look, so that changed it. But Burble and Adams, the new additions into the defensive backfield. A moment of excitement, perhaps, for Bulldog Nation here as Alec Kerr drops back to field a punt. Pass was incomplete. Setting up 4th and 7. Kerr always electric. He stands at the Clay County 35. A short punt, though, wisely Jackson County punts away from Kerr. Clay County going to take over with premium field position at their own 48, just 2 yards from midfield. 36 ticks left here in this third quarter. In Clay County, so far I have seen nobody come off the field with injury. Always a good thing. If we have a quick score here to finish off the third or perhaps early in the fourth, could be that we get that running mercy rule clock for the fourth, and we'll see some new faces. Have to pull our rosters out, Thomas, and share all the new guys. I hope that's what we see. Arms going to be in the gun, 1st and 10. Ball at the Clay County 48. Hand off to Carson Sharp. Carson running behind Wade Coons on the left side. Picks up the 2 yards that was needed to make it to the midfield mark, and that's where it sits, directly on the 50. 2nd and 8 now. Clay County going to be at home again next week against Clinton County, Kentucky. To my understanding, the KHSSA is going to start their season on time. You know, last year they had a delayed start. I'm assuming, as far as I know, that game is on at 7 o'clock kickoff here next week. So come out for that if you can. Carson Sharp is the third quarter end down the sideline. A nice 20-yard pickup or so. They're actually ruling him out, I believe, at Jackson County 32. So an 18-yard gain for Carson to put an exclamation mark on this third quarter as it expires. Clay County 28, Jackson County 9, heading into 4.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live, transitioning into this fourth quarter, a bit of time. I want to go ahead and mention again our two contests, the long-distance listener contest, as of right now, won by our executive producer, Rob Edwards, who is 2,030 miles away, listening to us all the way from Columbia Falls, Montana. And the winner of tonight's trivia contest was Daniel Welsh, a Gordonsville Tiger. And I think that's part of the reason he won, because the trivia question was, Jackson County is the third most played team of opponents for Bulldog football. Who were the top two? Lots of folks were getting Monterey correct. That is the number one played opponent. But Gordonsville, a longtime district and region foe, is the second most played team for Clay County football.
Well, you know, when you posed us the question earlier, we had trouble coming up with it. We threw Livingston in there, and we threw Red Bowling Springs in, and we saw a lot of those answers from folks here tonight.
Saw Upperman, who we were in a district with
right.
In the 80s.
Yep. So it's a pretty tough question, really.
We'll try to have one each week.
I think you maybe ought to pose the other one you were talking about here in the fourth quarter as we get into it.
Oh, okay, we'll do a bonus one. You'll have to be a certain age probably or be a nerd like me to know this one. okay, so what was the outcome of the 1969 meeting between Salina High School and Jackson County? So that'll be a bonus trivia for another sticker there. So what was the outcome of the 1969 meeting between Jackson County and Salina High School?
And it's not your typical win or loss question either, or, you know, Daniel, who knows?
Fourth quarter, here we go. Had a long transition there. First and 10. Arms with it. Gets it. Clay County snapping from the 33. Throws a bullet across the middle for Burchett. Jimmy going to the turf. They say it skipped. Ball was thrown a little low. One of the few times that Keaton has misfired tonight.
Well, Daniel, before that pass, he had four incompletions. He's now 8 for 13 for exactly 100 yards and a touchdown. So, pretty impressive first outing of his junior season.
Interception. One
and
interception.
Had the one INT. Which
I hate to bring it up, but, yeah, it was just a freak play. Second 10 after the incomplete. Arms in the gun. Gives to Sharp. Carson off the right side. Gets back to the line of scrimmage in a yard or two more. Works his way up to the 30 before he was brought down by number 22 for Jackson County. And I have lost my roster. Here it is. Drew Kennard, once again. I remember that name from basketball season. And yet another flag has got thrown down. That's kind of what you would expect, you know, first week of the season, John. And some of those things, you know, all through scrimmages, coaches are on the field with them. You get out there by yourself and make some of those mistakes. And at this point, I think we've seen some frustration mistakes on the part of Jackson County, some of those personal fouls and things, just due to how things are going right now. Clay County leading 28-9 early in the fourth.
It's understandable, like you say, first game of the year, you know, it's easy to get out there and get turned around and try to grab or make a mistake, you know, get off the ball a little too soon. But I'm sure both teams will settle in and do better in future games.
And, you know, no doubt there's a certain level of respect between these programs, but no love lost between the two schools. First and 10, Clay County snapping down close to the Jackson County end zone. A bullet thrown by Arms a little high, and I think it was Jimmy No Kerr went up high to try to reel it in, and he paid. Kind of exposed his body in that ribcage area. Took a pretty good shot from a Blue Devil defensive back.
Bring up fourth down here, Daniel. Fourth and 8.
No, they get picked up first. We missed the call or something. The penalty is the penalty yardage. The ball is set now at the 15, Thomas. I had you way off. Second and 10 from the Jackson County 15. And make it now second and 15 from the Jackson County 20. False start against a wideout. So we had a score guess of 18-12 on that 1969 meeting between Jackson County and Sly High School. Incorrect on that one. I believe that was Miss Tish Plumley who sent that one in. Incorrect, though, on that guess. And I'll go ahead and give a little bit of a teaser to it. Not really looking for a score on it. What was the outcome of it? Not the exact score. Sharp on the carry. It was second and 15. Carson running hard. He's had several carries tonight. Stay tuned for the CarQuest postgame show to catch all of the official stats, as we call them, off later. Thomas does such a great job of that. Ball sets at the Blue Devil 13-yard line. Pick up a 6. 4 Sharp on that one, setting up 3rd and 9. Arms in the gun, 2 wide to the left, 2 to the right. Ball snapped. Keeper this time, Keaton Arms. He could get to the end zone. Plows over a man, still moving. Sniffing close to it, but going to be brought down around the 3. Good power run by the junior quarterback, Keaton Arms. Another listener has guessed a tie was the outcome of that contest. Getting closer, but once again, not correct. Ball resting at the Blue Devil 4-yard line. Clay County playing slow, milking the clock. They have a 28-9 lead. 10-20 mark and ticking, fourth quarter. Arms in the gun, a wide out to either side. Hands off to a tailback. It was Sharp again on the carry. We've not seen a lot of Markham since early in the game at tailback. I think he has 2 carries on the night, Thomas.
2 carries. One of them was a 5-yard touchdown. The other one was a bruising 12-yard gain on that first possession.
I'm not sure. I hadn't paid attention if he has been lined up at the wideout spot or not. I saw Nate Adams on the last one. Definitely would like to see more of Markham out there. Ball setting now. Down at the 4. Pick up a nothing on the last. Arms in the gun. Second and goal. Hand off again to Sharp. Penalty flags fly. Sharp's going to waltz into the end zone another penalty flag comes in, so I just don't see any possible scenario that these points are going to go on the board for the Dogs. A wide out, not a wide out, but the side judges from either side each threw penalty flags at separate times. Someone is correct. They have responded at all. Daniel Welsh again, the smart gentleman tonight, he says, y'all probably didn't play, probably got canceled. That is correct. It was the last game of the 1969 season. The only reason I know is my dad, Jerry Strong, was a junior that year, and the game was canceled due to a snowstorm. Not something you see in modern day ball much. You know, we're sweating up here tonight for sure. But first week of the season back then, typically the first Friday in September, so they started a couple weeks later, and you know, different weather patterns and whatnot, and pretty big snowstorm came through, and they just went ahead and canceled that one back in 1969. So Mr. Welsh down in Gordonsville going to get two Horizon Sports Network stickers tonight. Congratulations.
We'll save a stamp.
That's right. Okay, coming out of the penalties, Clay County has been backed up. Ball now sits at the Blue Devil 13-yard line. Arms in the gun, wide outs to either side. Tied in and up back flip. Here's the snap. Give to Sharp. He's around the left side. Gets the corner. Turns north and south up the sideline. Good game by Carson. Hard to see from this vantage point in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth exactly where he's at, but I'm going to say the four. Advancing down to the Blue Devil four. Third and goal. This possession for Clay County seems like it has lasted a long time. I quit charting drives here in the second half. I don't know which play of the drive this is. I'll do better next week on that.
Took over with 3:65 to play in the third, Daniel.
And we're at 9:15 now in the fourth, and another penalty this time against Jackson County.
Not
the
three.
Defensive front once again.
That must be 3:05, not 65. That wouldn't make sense.
So half the distance, the goal going to be assessed here against Jackson County. Still going to be third and goal. It moves a little closer. Sharp on another carry. Thomas, I don't know that they moved the ball on that penalty. I know you were wondering where they had reset it at. I never saw it move. I can tell you that Sharp has advanced to the Jackson County one. So Clay County with it, fourth and goal, 3 feet away from points. They currently lead 28-9. Another score in PAT would make it a continuous run in mercy rule clock throughout the remainder of this contest. Arms in the gun, fourth and goal. Will he keep it himself? He does. Quarterback sneak out of the gun right up the gut. Jackson County has denied Keaton Arms access to the end zone. Fumbled the ball. Arms went into the pile, left his feet. Probably reached it out, kind of like the old bow over the top or something play, and perhaps it was knocked loose. There's a big scrum in the middle of the field. Carson Sharp comes away dejected, it looks. Jackson County comes away celebrating. They say they have possession.
Either way, it would have been a turnover on downs or a fumble recovery. Either way, Daniel, you know, ate up a bunch of clock on that drive. As we said, Sharp getting a lot of carries there, got down towards the goal line. Just couldn't punch it in.
So Jackson County takes over. I know they're glad that they're getting the football. However, their backs are against their own end zone. 1 yard away from the best I can tell. Very dangerous spot to be, particularly if Clay County decides to play aggressively as they often do here. Blue Devils, Bray Cuddle, come to the line. Garrison under center, double wing set. Probably going to try to hit the fullback. Actually, quarterback sneak, the safest of plays there. Of course, I say that, and we fumbled on a quarterback sneak a few moments ago. And yet another penalty flag flies. This one getting a little sloppy here late in the contest. 8:21 left in the fourth. Clay County leading 28-9. And, you know, really since Clay County went up with that second score early in the second, got up to 14-9, you never really felt that Jackson had the offensive firepower to score in the contest. Now, they've not played a bad game offensively. You've got to remember, Clay Kenny's pretty strong on the defensive side.
Well, not to dispute what you said, but if you remember, after that second score, it's 14-0, Jackson County crossed midfield right here, and then Nate Adams picked off. had that interception to stop that drive. So not only was it the two scores, it was the big defensive play from the freshman that just said, you know, just shut them down.
I think on that same drive is when they missed that fake up the middle and tried to hit that bomb.
That's
if they'd made that play,
exactly
it could have been
right.
a different game at that point.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Momentum is a huge thing, and fortunately the Dogs have been able to maintain it. A nice stop made. Three different Dogs involved. Hunter Kyle there for sure. Joined by Jimmy Burgett and others. It was first and 10. A little dive up the middle. Gains about 2.5 for Jackson County. They've got it second, what we'll call 7 here. The ball does rest at the Jackson County 20. So the penalty, we got to talking and I missed it. Obviously it was against Clay County, a personal foul of some sort, because Jackson County started this on their own 1, and all of a sudden, without gaining the yardage, they ended up having it moved off the 1. So definitely penalty yardage did that for them.
Like you said, no love lost between these two teams.
No. Garrison with it, gives off to a wing back. He's around right side. Hunter Kyle there to make the stop. However, it was downfield, a good pickup by number 3, Will Flanagan, the senior wing back for Jackson County, and moves the chain. So we continue to see Jackson County having these moments of success offensively against the Dog defense, and I do credit part of it to the scheme, to that wing T offensive scheme. It was something we were pretty familiar with once upon a time, but a lot of teams have went away from that, and I don't know anybody else consistently running it right now.
I don't either, Daniel. And you, we talked about the size of this Jackson County offensive line, and Coach Loftus has got the right idea. Get behind them and run here.
Keaton Arms laying the lumber on that one. Alec Kerr there helping him. I'm not sure who the primary was. I do think it was Keaton, though. It's almost like the running back for Jackson County ran into a brick wall because he immediately went down to the ground. A good pickup, though. 2nd and 5 for Jackson County. 6.5 minutes left in the contest. Clay County in front, 28-9. Jackson County with it at their own 35, trying to put together a score here. You know, this is a big deal for them. If they can drive and score, is it going to change this outcome? No, but it gives them so much more positivity, if that's a word, going into next week, you know, for them.
And Coach Loftus, give him credit. His guys are still out here. They're playing hard. They're trying to get on the scoreboard here.
Another first down picked up by Jackson County. Same little play we've been seeing. The left side wing back, Will Flanagan, going in motion before the snap, getting it on the handoff sweep. And so they kind of exposed a little bit of a maybe some edge issues with Clay County tonight. No doubt that a longtime coach and our second year, I guess, defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson will address that during film session on Monday. Second stint for Coach Dickerson here. Was it a one-off before he was here prior to 2020? Was it just for one season, do you recall?
As far as I know, Dane.
Longtime head coach and assistant coach down at Smith County. Just a great guy. Proud to have him back here on staff and in the building. So good with the kids in the building. Longtime educator. Just a lot of experience in a lot of different areas for Coach Mike Dickerson. Jackson County picking up 3 on 1st and 10. Start to see some defensive substitutes. Waffle comes off. Ben Maxfield going to trot out. Play the nose guard, it looks like. We do apologize for wandering a little bit as we get late in these broadcasts, and either team has a pretty good lead. We'll try not to miss any of the action, though. 2nd and 7. Jackson County with it now. At their own 45-yard line, 5 yards from midfield. Garrison hands off to a wingback number 10 around right side, and once again, he spurts forward. Ball comes out. I think it rolled out of bounds, though, so Austin Birdwell, the ball carrier, running hard, lost control of the ball, but does safely go out of bounds, and Jackson County maintains possession. Thomas, they creep over into Bulldog territory with it now at the 46, 1st and 10.
Yeah, and like you say, maybe this new defensive front getting a little tired up front there, leaning on the size of Jackson County. Coach Loftus has found something that works. Straight ahead, right at the Dogs here late in this contest. You saw the substitution there as Kyle remains in. Maxfield comes up in that front 3. Let's see if Maxfield can make a difference here.
1st and 10, Jackson County with it. Garrison under center. Gonna have a play action pass. Releases to the left flat. Nothing to him. Falls incomplete. Wade Coons did not get a sack. However, Garrison felt the presence of the senior middle linebacker, did he not?
He did. Just barely got it off as Coons planted him into the dirt about 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Just great anticipation there by Coons. Could have been a blitz dialed up by head coach or defensive coordinator Mike Gickerson, Daniel.
Second and 10 after that incomplete pass. You know, one difference, and Hunter Kyle's played great in that. We talked about John Hamilton not being here. One big difference, just the weight. Now, Kyle's about as tall as John Hamilton, which is pretty tall. However, Hamilton, a bigger frame. You get late in the games, offensive linemen having to push on that bigger body takes more out of them. So I'll be interested to see what type of rotation or what type of lineup we see in those front three whenever Big John's back healthy. Hopefully that won't be long, perhaps as soon as next week here at home against Clinton County.
Legal procedure there against Jackson County. Going backwards again, be close to midfield here, Daniel. I agree with you. And that's, if there is one on this Clay County defense, that may be it as far as the weakness goes, just because of the loss of Hamilton at this time and the youth. Waffle in his first full start, he played a little bit last year. And then you got Hunter Kyle, of course, his first start. The only experience there is the junior in Levi Garrett. And so you got a sophomore, Ben Maxfield, in there now. And I think that's about it, Daniel.
Yeah, there's not a ton of other guys that play the spot. Forceful stop made by a Bulldog. It was second and 15. Blue Devil running back picks up one, advancing up to the 50. I believe it was Markham. Markham just coming in and textbook tackle, kept his feet moving and ended up driving the ball carrier back. Obviously, forward progress got him the yard, even though he ended up being driven back further.
And also off that edge, Daniel, the strong side linebacker or drop linebacker, I'm not sure what they call it in that scheme, overhang linebacker maybe, also a new starter tonight in the form of Birdwell, is that right?
Yeah, Weston Birdwell. Third and 14, ball at the 50. Garrison in the gun for Jackson County. Coach Loftus wants a timeout. I'm going to talk to his guys. 3:27 left here in this contest. Been a bit of a snoozer lately. Clay County, big leaders, 28-9.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on a timeout, 3:27 mark, fourth quarter, Jackson County with it, third and 14, ball sits directly at midfield. Garrison steps back into the gun, gets the snap, rolls to his right, wanting to throw, is pressured.
Sack!
It was not a sack.
You got it all.
But an incomplete pass. Levi Garrett just hanging all over Garrison, so give senior quarterback Jake Garrison credit there. They list him at 6 foot, 162. Pretty good strength to hold up when Levi Garrett's doing the do-si-do around your waist.
And Tyler Waffle right there with him. Some penetration from both guys inside right there, Daniel. Three minutes to play, still 28-0 for Clay County. I can't say that enough.
No, I mean, that's the thing. Of course, we've been talking during break about certain things, and each time we look over the scoreboard, we kind of forget about anything, you know, because we're doing what we need to do. Ball's punted away, fourth down. Fire caught by Kerr. So Clay County going to take back over. One last possession. And I look at the guys coming out. We do see substitutes. I see Waffle trotting out, also number 50. We're going to have to find that Clay County roster.
My clipboard.
So 50's Ben Maxfield. We was miscalling that earlier. It was, according to the roster we've got, it was Nate Mayberry who was working nose guard. Not sure if that's right, but Coach Johnson retooled this roster today. So perhaps it is. First and 10, Miles sets at the Clay County 28-yard line. Hand off to Sharp, going to be brought down. Oh, he stays on his feet. Now he's brought down in the backfield. The first guy that had him slung him around in a circle, and he never went down. The second guy hit him pretty good, brought him to the turf. Carson's had a good night tonight. I believe that was number 59, Isaiah Haney, the sophomore linebacker making the stop for Jackson County. Another of those big guys, 6'2", 30. Ball has been retreated now. Back to the Clay County 17. Second, and we'll call it 21. Arms in the gun, 2.5 minutes left. One wide to the right, one to the left. Austin Anderson, the up back, in motion in the backfield. Hand off again to Sharp. He's creeping in on 30 carries tonight. Puts his head down, keeps his feet moving. Moves the defense. Picks up pretty good yardage. Picked up almost everything that he lost on first down. So what'd you put him down for, Thomas? Negative what on first
11.
Down? 11. We'll give him 11 back on that because it's 3rd and 10. Minute 50 and ticking. 28-0 the score. Clay County in front. As we mentioned a couple times, Clay County at home next week against Clinton County, Kentucky. Arms calling another hard count, and for what it feels like the 6th or 7th time tonight, and I don't think I'm exaggerating that, the Jackson County defensive front jumps offside. So it'll make it 3rd and 5.
My count says about 5 offside penalties on the Jackson County defense.
Okay. Thank you, John. Ball now sitting at the Clay County 32 after the penalty. Alec Kerr to the right. I think that's Weston Verbal over there to the left, perhaps Virgin. No, I think it's Joseph Verbal, actually. And here's Sharp. He could go, folks. 30, 20, down to 10, all the way through the house. Carson Sharp with around a 63, 4, 5, what was it, Thomas?
Should be 67, Daniel, originating from the 33.
67-yard touchdown run. What a cap to this contest for the senior, squaring off against Jackson County for the last time in his career. He's well over 200 yards rushing tonight, drawing in on around 30 carries. Thomas will give the full report of that on the Carquest postgame show coming up after this last 1:07 of regulation passes. Here's the snap, hold, kicks away by Garrett. Beautiful. Right down the middle. Higher, actually, than the uprights on the goalpost. What a kick. 7 left. Clay County 35, Jackson County 9.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live. 67 seconds left in this contest. Should go quickly. Mercy rule clock should be in effect now. 35-0 the score. I just love that new scoreboard here at John Peoples Field. It was installed last year. want to thank Clay County High School Athletic Director Rob Edwards for being instrumental in getting that put in. And just a beautiful campus here at Clay County High School, especially sports facilities. Here's the kickoff, fielded by Blue Devil. They've got one more chance at it, and he's dodging a lot of dogs. Finally, he's brought down. That was a second-team unit on kickoff. Lots of new faces out here now for Clay County. I know I saw number 12. I guess that was Nate Adams on that. So to say, I think it may have been Canyon Short out there.
18 with a tackle.
Hayden Adams, son of former Bulldog Matt Adams, making his appearance first game ever, freshman year. Varsity action, recording a stop. Always a nice thing.
It is, Daniel. And you talked about how nice the scoreboard is and the facility here. You're going to brag on Coach Edwards. I've got to brag on the groundskeeper here, Mr. Daniel Strong. John Peoples Field has never looked any better. What a perfect hue of green, lush turf you have created here.
Well, I appreciate it. We had rain when we needed it here the other day, and it's looking pretty brown about 2 weeks ago, to be honest with you. Hayden Adams, give him another. Actually, 50-mile Ben Maxfield, too, on that last one. Folks, this one has gone final. Clay County starts off the 2021 campaign 1-0 with a huge 35-0 win here in the 66th Clash on the Cumberland between Clay County High School and Jackson County High School. We appreciate you tuning in, but don't go away. We've got the CarQuest postgame show coming right up.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest postgame show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back here to the Carquest Postgame Show, folks. Just absolutely thrilled to announce that Clay County 1-0 after winning this week one contest tonight. here at home against Jackson County. 66th clash on the Cumberland, 66 times that these squads have met. We mentioned earlier in the 21st century, Clay County only 5-10 in this series. So, nice to go to 6-10 here in the 21st century. Just a dominant win, 35-0. And I've got to be honest, typically on Fridays, I'm pretty amped up and, really anticipating the action. And I told Coach Johnson earlier today, I'm just not hardly feeling that way today, and I honestly think it was because I expected that this would take place. You know, I knew Jackson was a solid program, and they are, but we've got a good football team, and I think they showed it tonight against a two-way team that knows what they're doing, that's well coached, that plays a lot of upperclassmen. But Clay County consistently throughout all four quarters ends up 35-0. Hard to ask for more than that.
No, you can't. And what a start for Clay County, really, to what we hope is a historic season here in Salina. And it's on the back of the seniors, Daniel. Jackson County came out on that first possession, started driving the ball, crossed midfield, got all the way down close to the red zone. The senior leader, Wade Coon, stepped up with that fourth down stop, tackle for loss right there, and then the momentum swung. Clay County got the ball in their hands. Started out with an incompletion, arms scrambled for about 6 yards, and then he found Jimmy Burchett on the outside for 35 to set up the first touchdown from Sharp. It was from 3 yards out. Garrett True on the PAT made them all tonight. You talked about how big he's been. So 7-0 right at the end of the first quarter. So two possessions in that first quarter. That was a 13-play, 73-yard drive. They ate up, 6 minutes and 46 seconds on the clock, Daniel. That's how you want to start your season.
It is. And that's you're going to win a lot of football games if you can piece those things together.
And then immediately a three and out. The defense stood up. Got the ball back, but they also punted early in that second quarter, but they forced another three and out, and then Clay County took advantage again. This time, Sharp broke one for 34 yards, setting up Clay County in business, and then Markham capped it off. Just had two carries tonight. One of them was a 5-yard touchdown, 14-0, 3:35 left in the first half.
Yeah, pretty dominant at that point, but Jackson County kind of pesky, didn't go away.
They didn't. They responded, got across right at midfield, and then the freshman stood up. First start of his career, Nate Adams, straight out of eighth grade, picked off the pass, had a pretty good return on it, if you'll remember, and that set up the third score and pretty much shut the door at the end. Clay County got the ball back with 2 minutes to go, arms scrambled for a 28-yard run, and then Sharp from 5 yards out with 8 seconds to go. It was 21-0 at the half.
Clay County set to receive that opening kickoff of the third quarter. Coach Loftus calls for the onside kick, trying to wheel his team back into it with a big play. Levi Garrett having none of it, though, covered it up safely, and Clay County starts with good field position.
They did, and then Sharp, another big run, a 30-yarder, and then kind of disaster happened, without that 21-0 cushion right there. The only hiccup of the night for really anybody on this Clay County team, interception by Keaton Arms went right through the hands of a receiver, caromed off, his fault at all.
No.
And so got the pick there. But Jackson County turned it right back to him on a fumble, and then Clay County went back to work. Alec Kerr caught a 12-yard pass. Jimmy Burchett caught a 7-yarder. And then after getting down inside, first and goal from the 7, we went backwards. But all that did was pad the stats of Arms and Burchett. Fourth and goal. A beautiful ball from Keaton Arms right to the pylon. Jimmy Burchett hauled it in for a 19-yard touchdown. Garrett again was true, 28-0, and this thing was over.
It was. It was. And things got sloppy after that for both teams a little bit, a lot of penalties and things. And I know you'll cap it off with that impressive finish.
Yeah, exclamation point for Carson Sharp tonight. It's just a straighter ahead run. We're trying to run the clock out. But with the speed Carson Sharp has, he made one guy miss and he was gone, Daniel. 67-yard touchdown, the exclamation point to cap off a 35-0 shellacking of Jackson County.
It was. They had kind of lulled me to sleep prior to that because I really botched that call. Didn't get a good clean call on it like I like to do on a big play. Because he came out of nowhere with that lightning quick speed. So, yeah, just a huge night. Want to go ahead and talk about some opponent information, John?
Sure. I've got some
unofficial stats over here, guys. Trying to fill in for Coach. Hard to do, but got some individual stats. Their quarterback, Jake Garrison, he threw a couple more incompletes in the second half. Ended up 1-6, 12 yards. Had a, you know, that 2 runs for 6 yards. Their big ball carrier was the senior Austin Birdwell. He had 14 carries for 40 yards. Still pretty much held him in check. They had number 3, Will Flanagan, had 8 carries for 46 yards. But as a whole, you know, again, unofficial, looks like the Dawgs defense held them to under 150 yards total.
That's pretty good
showing there.
Yeah, definitely hard to complain about that. Thomas, Clay Kennedy?
Go ahead. Since we're talking about the way the Bulldog defense played, leading tackler tonight was shared by Wade Coons, the senior, had 6 tackles, and Hunter Kyle also had 6 tackles tonight. Coons with the tackle for loss and the forced fumble, and Kyle with a fumble recovery. Just behind him, Alan Kerr had 4 stops, most of those coming early to set the tone. Carson Sharp had 2. I've got Adams down here. So Nate Adams had 1 tackle in that big interception.
Is that Hayden Adams?
That's
or?
Nate Adams.
Okay.
Nate Adams, 1 tackle and an interception. Keaton Arms had 3. Jimmy Burchett Jimmy Burchett had 2. Also, Lance Burchett, the freshman, stepping up, had 2 tackles tonight. Joseph Markham, 4. Austin Anderson, 1. Levi Garrett, 1 in the middle. Tyler Wathel had 2. Hayden Adams also had 2 tackles tonight. I think you called 1 late there also.
Yeah.
And then Ben Maxfield, 1 off the bench. We'll come back after a short break if you want to and talk about the offensive side of the ball.
Repeat one time, Lance Burchett's 2, you said, for Lance?
2 for both Burchett.
Okay, very good. One quick promo, going to come back, do the offensive stats, and announce tonight's TDS top performer.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here for the final time tonight, this is the CarQuest post-game show, and this is probably the time you've been waiting for, those Clay County offensive stats. A lot of numbers.
There are, Daniel. Great performance here by Coach Harris and his offense. 57 total plays for a total of 384 yards and 5 touchdowns. Keaton Arms, great night, Daniel.
Yeah.
8 for 14 through the air, right at 100 yards passing, had the touchdown, and, of course, the interception we talked about. Receiving-wise, Jimmy Burchett, the leading receiver tonight, 5 catches for 76 yards and a touchdown, which was a 19-yarder. Alec Kerr, 2 catches for 17 yards, and Weston Burwell, 1 catch for 7 yards. On the rushing side of the ball, carried it 43 times for 284 yards and 4 touchdowns as a team. Joseph Markham had 2 carries for 17 yards. 1 was a 5-yard touchdown. Keaton Arms tonight had 13 carries for 51 yards. And then your rushing leader tonight, one of those performances of a career, really, Daniel. 28 carries for 216 yards and 3 touchdowns for Carson Sharp.
That's a huge night. You know, we track certain things at certain levels. You go 150-plus on rushing, we got your name down on our all-time list. You have 3 rushing touchdowns, we put them down. So 2 different categories for Carson. And that's why we're going to go ahead and announce him as tonight's TDS top performer for the contest. Senior year, you know, basketball, you get multiple chances to do things. Football, you know, 10% the regular season's over after tonight. You know,
right.
So each one is so big. Last time Carson, because he doesn't play other team sports unless he decides to come back out for basketball this year or something. Last time that he's going to go to war with the Blue Devils, and he made it count. I mean, those numbers, Thomas, 28 for 216. I hadn't done the math, but, you know, 28 for 280 would be 10 yards a carry.
Right.
So, I mean, he's way up there, you know, 8 yards a carry, say. And two huge runs that he had, and just so tough. He added, you know, he's added some physicality that really wasn't present last year as much with him. A couple different times tonight, I saw him deliver the blow to the defenders as they came up. Just a great game for Carson.
Yeah, and you mentioned it too, a great kid. And you know, I know we talked about Markham getting in the weight room this offseason. Well, Carson Sharp was right there with him.
Right.
You know, he specialized in football the last couple, 3 years and made it his sport. And it's really paying off for him. You talked about the big runs. He had one for 30, one for 34, and then the 67-yard touchdown at the end. But you're right. All these carries, he became the workhorse tonight, banging ahead 4, 5, 7, 8 yards at a time, and then breaking one on you. And that's just a backbreaker for a defense. You know, you lean on you, and then, bam, he's gone. And Carson's always had the speed, and he blew the top off of John Teeples Field here tonight in Joe Neely Stadium.
He definitely did, and that's the exact reason why he is tonight's TDS top performer. That is brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. One thing that I failed to do tonight, typically we're working in at halftime, if not before, and that's to mention the cheerleaders. So I briefly want to do that before our budget pest control scoreboard update. There are three seniors this year, Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Sieber, and Tamara Smith. No juniors, no freshmen, but a host of sophomores. Bethany and Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Callie Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Those young ladies brought here tonight cheering everybody on, and we greatly appreciate them. Sorry we did not mention them earlier. John,
the most
exciting time of the night, in my opinion, I love it, the final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Here we go. Not a whole lot of scores, you know, that we are real familiar with, but I got some of interest here. A good tight game looked like up between Westmoreland and Portland. Portland ended up pulling that one off, 31-28, but looked like Westmoreland played pretty well. Got that CCHS game up there on the mountain.
Uh-oh.
It just got worse as the game went on.
Not on the mountain. It was at Whittle.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Down
yeah.
off. Well,
it's
impressive 35-0 victory then.
Wow.
Daniel, that's
huge
one mark
pick
for you.
There,
yeah, I picked them. That's that.
Also, down in that area, Bledsoe and York played each other. My score in the third quarter was 20-14, Bledsoe.
Bledsoe was strong last year. Played Trousdale down the playoffs, I believe, so that's a tight one.
Also, Monterey met Cannon County tonight, and they handled them 35-6. Probably kind of expected. And Monterey stepped up at a classification.
Yeah, and would not play us. We wanted to keep playing, and Coach Scott Hughes, for different reasons, I assume, didn't want to play the Bulldogs. He'd beat us the last 2 years in a row in overtime. I don't know why he didn't want to play us again, but if you can't tell, I'm a little upset about that.
That White County Livingston Academy battle has ended. And more of the same, White County ended up pounding them pretty hard, 40-0.
40-0. Ooh, Hawkeye.
White County's strong, and I'll be honest, I'm glad that we don't have them on our schedule this year.
I agree.
Because that's a big school that's coming back to their own. They have been good before, and they're getting back there.
And the biggest game of the night, guys, the score we all want to know and talk about, the Clay County Bulldogs have won tonight, 35-0 over the Jackson County Blue Devils. Ladies and gentlemen, this Budget Pest Control update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, obviously, where we're always fighting and winning the war on bugs.
Folks, we are thrilled you tuned in tonight. We know at times it was probably a little rough, first broadcast of the season. We'll improve, though, we promise. Keep tuning in. For John Weaver and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.